All right, so somebody take the Mishnah. Mishnah Rashan the Flam Gimon Bay said it's Kish Shalosh Shal Shalosh Shalosh. Okay. So what are the Shaloshes here? Shalosh Shal Shalosh Shalosh. What's that?
One too many.
Right, Rashi, what was Rashi saying? Said it's Kiyas Shalosh. So that's going on the greater Kiyas, right? Shalosh, three times. Yeah. Okay. And Achas L'Malchis, Vachas L'Zichronos, Vachas L'Shofros. Shel Shalosh, Shalosh. Tkiu Trua Tkiu L'Cholachas Vachas. Okay, each one is comprised of three units. That's Shalosh, Shalosh. That's why you have the double washer. Okay. Shalosh, Shalosh means each one's comprised of three units. So you have three major sets, and each set is comprised of three minor kolos. Okay? Triplicates. Okay. What? Said Shalosh, if it would have said Shalosh, it would imply only once. But it means it's what? It means the right. It means in each one, it's triplicated more than once. It's triplicated more than once. So shalosh shalosh means it's triplicated many times. It's not saying how many times, but the repetition means many times. Shalosh shalosh, many triplicates. Happens to be three, but it means more than one triplicate. Okay. So it's shalosh means three times things that are triplicated several times. Several triplicates. Three times of several triplicates. Okay. What it means. Okay, so the next part of the mission is shiat ki kashalosh shiosh means, Gemara corrects it, means shiur, because otherwise it comes to nine. It means the shiur of three tkias is the same shiur as three truas. Which means that each tkia is as big as a trua. And shiur trua is kashalosh yabalos. Okay? So Rashi says, shalosh kolos ba'alma kolshu. Okay. I think that's all we need to know in order to go into the tesis. You want to go further? Difficult. But at any rate, okay, so the Rambam does answer that. I mean, that's probably where the Rambam derives it from. Because why did the Mishnah have to say shir shalosh tkios ki shalosh truos? So according to the Rambam, it's telling you that when it says shir shalosh tkios ki shalosh truos, what it really means is that the tkios, that in each set, the sum total of the tkia is equal to the to the truer. So it's a half. Each one is a half of the truer. That's wrong sock, right?
Yeah.
Two, that's what the Tanya's saying. Well, if you put together all the tzkiyas, they'll be exactly equal to all the truers, which means that each one is a half of the truer. That's why the Tanya perfected the Lashon HaBraisa. It added a new idea to the Lashon HaBraisa. It wasn't found in Lashon HaBraisa. Okay, that's good. That's where the Ram gets it from. It's interesting. Was the prayer? In other words, by Vatiyabe named Sisra, so she was Bara Chalom Nishkafa, and what did I say? She gave reasons, right? Rechem, Rechem Asayim, Lishgover. Yeah, we read it. What? Oh, the friend's comforter. That was the friend's. Ah, okay, good, good. Yeah, you're right. So the thing was that she was trying to convince herself, or the friends were trying to convince her, which means she was trying to convince herself as well, that he's safe and he's coming back as usual, victorious from battle. But there was a part of her that realized that it's not true, that it's too late. So that's the machlekes. What was her cry? The cry, if it was a cry that she realized it's too late already, so then it's Mekonos. But if it was a cry of anguish because she's concerned, then it's the cry of a chola. That's an achlagas. So a part of her realized it's all over, but a part of her was trying to hang on that there's some reality, but she's in conflict. So that's the cry of a chola. Was it the cry of the conflict that she was crying, or was it the cry that she really knew in the back of her mind? She knew that it was all over. That's machlokes. Pain. Yeah, chola and Rashi is pain. But the pain could be the pain of the conflict that she was experiencing, psychological pain.
But according to the Lama, she laid out the pasuk,
right. Yeah, it's daiga. Daiga. Yeah. Right. She was worried. She was worried. That's machlokes. According to Rambam, it comes out that she was worried. Was it the cry of the worry? Or it was all over? Okay, very good. So it comes out philosophically that it has an interesting relevance. Because it means, because the cry of the shofar is really Aim Sisera. And that's the cry because of the loss of Olam Haza, fantasies. So the question is the cry of the shofar the cry of the loss, or is it the cry of the fear of the loss? It's interesting. That's why it's derived from Aim Sisera, and there's no question as to why. How could the Torah rely on what's going to happen? What's going to happen years later? After the Torah was written. But the answer is, it has nothing to do with it. It has to do with the concept of the cry. So the Targum says, Yabafa, which is the cry. But the concept of the cry is best expressed in Aim Sisera, because that's the highest expression of the person that cries because of the loss of Olam Haza. But there are two cries over there, two possible cries. That's the machlokes, what the Kol Shofar is. Is it the cry of the pain of the giving up of Olam Haza, or is it actually the loss of Olam Haza? Anticipation? Or is it the daiga? Or is it the daiga be like, oli mi yitzri, oli mi yotzri? That's the daiga. But that's all gone already. That's a different cry. That's other misodah may offer. That's a different kol shofar. That's good. Third possibility is very good. What Yaakov is saying is very good. In other words, it's the third possibility is that it's a process. That it's the ginuchi ganach, which is the cry, which is based upon the fear of the loss, and then finally the lulio, both. It's good. Yeah, that's very good. In other words, the concept is Asherayam Yodei Serua, that they understand. It's not just the cry, but they understand the nature of the cry in the process, and therefore, they Hashem Bor Panecha Yalechon. That's Asherayam Yodei Serua. Oh, not now, but it would be tempting now. Yeah. Now, okay. All right. So the question is like this. The Marsha's question. Marsha's question is really a logical question in the Taisus. And Taisus himself recognizes it because he says that you must have the Shia Tkia, must be like the Shia, whatever the Shvarim is. I mean, whatever the Trua is, whether the Shvarim or whether it's whether Trua or whether Shvarim Trua. So, yeah. So Taisus himself recognizes the fact that the Tkia must be commensurate with whatever the Trua is. And it changes. So, yeah, right. So the question in Taisvis is, how could Taisvis simultaneously say that when you're doing Shvarim, if you make a Shever three beats, that it's a Tkia? In the Seder Shvarim, the Tkia must be equal to the to three Shvarim. So it's not going to be a Tkia, because it's a different Tkia. Okay? That's the Marsha's Kasha. Okay, his answer we couldn't understand. But the Kasha is clear. So what I wanted to was I had one chakira. The chakira in the concept of tkia. Is the concept of tkia nothing more than a quantitative phenomenon? In other words, it's really a sound that the moment the sound is emitted, that's the quality of what it is. Now it has extension. And the question is, and the extension is critical. It must be extended the exact amount of time that the true was extended, that the true exists, the duration of the true must be commensurate, exactly. Okay? But it's a quantitative phenomenon. Okay. Or do we say no, that a tkiya really is a qualitative phenomenon, that a tkiya is a concept of a kol tkiya. Okay? But the concept of kol in tkiya derives from its commensurability with the trua. In other words, trua is definitely a qualitative concept. Either genuchi ganach or yululio. It's a qualitative idea. All right? So, of course, it extends over a period of time, but it is a qualitative concept. Now, tekiya, I could say, is also a qualitative concept. But where does the tekiya derive its quality of tekiya from? From its commensurability with the trua. In other words, a trua is a qualitative call. And a tekiya has to be a qualitative call as well. But how does it become a qualitative call? It draws its qualitative aspect from the fact that it's exactly equal to the sound of the truth, which is a qualitative phenomenon. So because it's commensurate with the trua, so that's why it has a qualitative concept of a kol trua. There is a kol trua. It's not that trua is just an amorphous sound, which just has duration. And the moment you start the tzkiya is an amorphous sound, and there's no qualitative aspect to it. And the moment that you emit that sound, that's just a question of duration. All it has is quantity. No, there's a kol tzkiya, and if it's too short, it doesn't have a din of a kol tzkiya. It lacks in a kol, the concept of a kol tzkiya. But where does it derive its qualitative aspect from? It derives its quality via its commensurability because it's positioned right before the trua and right after the trua, and it's commensurate with the trua, so that's where it gets its qualitative value of a kol tkiya, of a kol tkiya. The difference would be, would you say there is a kol tkiya if you have a tkiya that's less than a trua? Just a little sound. Is that a kol tkiya? Do we say that's not a kol tkiya at all? Okay, it's not a kol tkiya at all because there's no qualitative value to it. Okay, they say no, it doesn't need a qualitative value. All right? That, I think, is a legitimate chakir. All right? In other words, so we're going this way, that if the tkiya is less than the trua, is incommensurate with the trua, so then it doesn't have the quality of a kol tkiya. It's like you did nothing. There's absolutely nothing. It's not that you have a tkiya that's lacking in shear. You don't have a kol tkiya. Okay? All right. Now there's one more question. The question is like this. Let's say you say genuchi ganach over yeluliyo. So genuchi ganach is longer. Right? But now, does that mean to say that yululi yolo, if the person, let's say it's genuchi ganach, and the person did yululi yolo, okay, so would you say that there was a kol shofar, but a lack in shear? Okay, or would you say there's no kol shofar at all? What? How do you know? What aruchami yabavos? You see Rashi? Rashi says Shvarim aruchami yabavos. Right? So there he seems to be saying that according, if I hold you need Shvarim and I did yabavos, so it would be a kol shofar. But the only thing is I'd be lacking in shear. What would the nafkamina be? the nafkamina would be, is it mafsik? Is it mafsik? In other words, let's say, for instance, I'm doing shvar. And between the tki and the shvarim, I do one yabava, right? One small sound. So if you say that according to the seder of shvarim, that it is a kol shofar, but it's lacking in shear, so it would be a mafsik. Because you're mafsik between the tki and the shvarim with a kol shofar. But if you say it's nothing, because we're only doing shvarim now, so this is absolutely nothing, so it's not a mafsik. Right? Okay. So the way Rashi says aruchim, it's supposed to really be aruchim, right? Aruchim yibavos. That it's longer, it's mashma that it is a kol, but it lacks in shear. Although Rashi later seems to be saying it's a qualitative phenomenon. Ka'odom ha-goneach mi-libo k'derech ha-cholim, but he says she-ma'arichin b'gnicho sehen. Okay? And then again, ka'odom ha-bocho m'koning kolos, it's hard. I mean, from the first, I would say it's a little bit difficult, but it would seem on the overall, Rashi lends himself to an interpretation of shear. Right? I mean, because he has to explain what, you know, where it comes from. But it comes from a qualitative phenomenon in the human cry. But when it's translated into shofar, it seems, it's translated into a quantitative concept. Okay? All right? In other words, what we're trying to say is like this, that the tki is not just a quantitative phenomenon, but it has a character to it, character of a kol. Where does it derive its character of a kol? Because it's commensurate to a cry. It's commensurate, since it's commensurate to a cry, so now it has a qualitative concept of a kol tki. Now, if you say the difference between trua and shvarim is that shvarim is longer, it's a quantitative difference, but it's still a cry, but a longer cry. So then even shvarim has to recognize that trua is a cry. So the tkia, if it extends as long as a trua, will have a qualitative concept of a tkia. It won't. You can't be yotze the seder with that because it's lacking shear. Because it's another din of shear, which is the din that Taisa brings in a second. But definitely, it'll have the quality of a cry. It'll have a shear which is commensurate with the quality of a cry, and will give it a shame tkia. The only thing is, it has a shame tkia now, but it's not long enough. So you can't use the biyotze, but it will. You could use it to be megareya, because now it has a din of a tkia, and now it can't be used as a shever. Okay? Make sense? All right, so in other words, what we're saying is like this, that even, that's what Rashi says, that the shvarim is arukim yoser me yabachos. Arukim yabachos. So it means that in other words, in order to create a shever, you need the concept of the yabava, which is a kol, and you have to, in yabava, it's simply kosher, which means it's a kol without any duration, without any quantity. In shvarim, in mitzvah shvarim, it's to take kol and to add quantity to it, and that's a different character. That's the character of mitzvah. Okay, so if you're doing seder truos and you add quantity, so that's the lacking, because you don't have just the abstracted of kosher, which is pure kol. But even if I hold from shvarim, if I'm in a seder shvarim, I still hold that there is such a thing as a kol shehu, because that's the definition of the shvarim. It's adding quantity to the kol shehu. So since tkiya derives its qualitative aspect from being commensurate to a kol, so even if I'm in shvarim, I recognize that there's a kol of yabava, because that's what shvarim consists of. Like Rashi says, arukin yabavos. So therefore, the qualitative aspect of tkiya will emerge even in Seder Shvarim, because the qualitative aspect of tkiya emerges the moment the tkiya is commensurate with any kol. Because that's why it attains the quality of kol, of a kol tkiyah. Okay, so that's why Tosfos is correct. There's two halachas in shir, and the shir of the tkiyah is two halachas. One is you need a shir in order to have the quality of a tkiyah, and that shir is if it's commensurate with a kol. So even in Shvarim, I recognize the kol of Yabava, but in mitzvah it's no good, because in mitzvah you need the kol, plus you need the duration. But still there's a recognition of the kol. So therefore, the tkiyah, when it's commensurate with a kol, attains the quality of a kol tkiyah. But it won't suffice, because there's a separate halacha. And maybe this separate halacha, what you're asking, the question of what kind of halacha is that, that might be a halacha in the sidur tkiyas. In the arranging of the tkiyas, there must be a certain uniformity there. There must be uniformity. That's a separate halacha. That there must be a certain symmetry. And because really it's Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it demands a certain symmetry. So the tkiyah has to always be like the shear of the truah. But that's a second halacha. That's another halacha. That there's a certain symmetry in the tkiyah, so you need the shear. It should be commensurate with the central truah, whatever the truah is. Okay? What? Why could it be marach? You mean why marach is not a psul? Because apparently we say that kol ha'yesek nutl dunk. In other words, whatever you marach, it doesn't count. It doesn't register. The moment you yotze, the moment you have, you know, the fact that you have more is not megareh, because it just doesn't mean anything. Halacha meaning. Yes. Right. That's correct. Right. If the shever is too long, it'll become its kiyah. Right? I mean, so apparently from the Gemara itself, because the Gemara in the Flam Dalamanal says, Maskefla, when the Gemara says, Asking Rav Avivah, Bekisvit Kish Lo Shram Tshuva Tkiyah, so the Gemara says, Maskefla Rav Avivah, Vidoma Yululi Havavah Kamafsik Shlosh Shram Bein Tshuva Tkiyah. So between the first Tkiyah and the Tshuva, you have a Hefsik of Shlosh Shram. But if you're going to say that it's Yululi Yolo, so Shlosh Shram is not a Kol. So why is it a Mafsik? So I think the way we had it last time was, not the same way we did it yesterday, I think the way we had it last time was that really the character of Bechi is really the essence of Shofar, the character of Bechi, of cry. So since the character of a cry is the essence of Shofar, so even if I hold Yululi Yolil, but Genuchi Ganach is still a Shem Kol. It's still a Shem Kol. It's not the mitzvah's shofar, but it still has a Shem Kol shofar. Because the Kol shofar is a Kol Bechi. So it's the wrong Bechi, but it still has a Shem Kol. I believe that's what we have. That so therefore, you could say in Tosfos simply that the Shir Tkiyah, that there's the Shem Kol and then there's the mitzvah's Kol. So even if I hold that it's what? That it's Seder Shvarim, but if you're Marech, since the Shem Kol Tkiyah attains its Shem Kol because of its duration, the fact that it extends the amount of a kol, so even if I hold that it's Shvarim, but still Yilul Yol is a Shem Kol. And the tkiyah is extending as long as that, so that'll give the tkiyah the quality of a kol tkiyah. Okay? I think that's simpler. Tell what they felt. In other words, he doesn't know that it's mechanical. He doesn't know
it's mechanical.
It's
mechanical if you say that.
No. The question is, you don't know what he holds. You don't know what he holds. I mean, when you're most of in the tkiyah, what does Tosfos mean? Of course, does he mean that the moment you go more than limits vasa, so then it's not ola? It's not ola, but it's not a mafsik either, because it's mino. Is that what he means? Or he means that when you're mosif in the tkiyah, it can't be a mafsik because it's simply an extension of the sound. An extension of the sound is a modification, which is an accident in the thing. So therefore, it can't serve as a mafsik because it's not a separate identity. So if you say that he holds that that's the reason because it's not a separate identity, so then Shvarim, if you say Shvarim are three mechanical sounds, so then it won't work by Shvarim.
So
Tosfos
can't hold that.
So Tosfos can't hold that. So Tosfos cannot hold that. So, but Tosfos can maintain that the concept of Shvarim is the concept of the character of Bechi. Then you could say that's it is an enhancement by Shvarim as well. So, I mean, we don't know what Tosfos holds. Does Tosfos hold as far as why he holds the Tkiya, the extended Tkiya, is not a Mafsa? Does he hold because it's an enhancement? And he learns Shvarim and Truos also because they have the character of Bechi, right? Or does he hold in mechanical sounds, but they're really mechanical sounds, but by Tkiya, the reason why, if you're Marachim, the Tkiya, why it's good, is not old, it's not a Mafsa, because Mino's not a Mafsa. It could be either way. According to what I wanted to say before in Tosfos, to justify Tosfos far away, the Tkiya is measured by the Yololos. Even though you're in Seder Shvarim, we say, of course, he holds the character of the sound, so that would fit in very well with the interpretation that it's the character of the Shvarim, character of Bechi. In other words, so you bring a raya that you can only learn Tosfos one way. That you can't learn Tosfos that it's not Ola and not Mafsik. Why? Because if you're going to learn it's not Ola and it's not Mafsik, so the second key that Tosfos brings a raya from Mashach Bashniyah Kishtayim wouldn't be an raya because there's nothing to be Mafsik over there. But if you learn that the Tosfos problem was, if the Tkiya is too long, so it's not commensurate with the Trua, so then it has a different character. So then his answer is, it doesn't have a different character because it's only an enhancement. Right? Doesn't have a different character. The length will not make it is not a psul. That has a different character because it's only an enhancement. It's only a richta. So then you're going to have to say in the Shvarim that it's also because of Arichta. That it has the character of Bechi. And the same thing with the Truas. So that would really prove, that's very good. So that would really prove that what we said today is right. that's really taste for Svar. What we said yesterday is good in Rashi. But what we said today is really what Tosfos holds. That then has the character of Bechi, and therefore the shame kol will be a shame kol, even if it's not la mitzvasa. And the tkiya gets the character of kol from being the same length as a kol of Bechi. So that's the correct answer to the Masha's question. Okay. See, it would seem the reason why he holds three, why, who is it that holds away? It's the Riva and the Ri. Why do they hold that each above is three? Because apparently they hold in one, there's no character. In three, you have a character. So, therefore, the three above us, each above has to have, it's a repetition of a certain entity, a certain unit, but you can't have a unit that doesn't have any character to it. It's just kol goes, is nothing. So each unit has to have the character. Rashi apparently holds differently. And that's why it could be that this is really Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. And the way we learned yesterday was really good according to Rashi. But Tosfos is learning straight through, it has to do with the character of the thing. So that's why he holds that each above has to have a character to it. So three has a character. One doesn't have a character. One is just a sound. There's nothing. But, once you have three. I mean, Tosfos before could have been learning according to Rashi, the character emerges from the three. But each unit doesn't have to have the character. Whereas according to the way he's learning now, each unit needs the character. Okay? So, at any rate, but it would seem to me, that the gnichas still have to be longer, because that seems to be the general thing. In other words, the groaning is a longer groan than the yololos, because the yololos are quick. So, three yololos, if you're going to say each one is three, the sum total of the yololos altogether, nine, should be quicker than the three genichos. It would seem that way, because the genichos are long grown, and this is like a quick, short one. Quick, short sounds. Smuchen zelzeh, what? Expression. In other words, the character of a genicha, the character of a genicha is a longer expression than the character of Yolala. Yolala is quick. But a genicha is a groan, so it's longer. It would seem that, that still applies. So if that's the case, so then the shvarim really has to be bigger than the three shvarim have to be bigger than the three alolas, three above us. Right. Right. Or you could say that the moment you have longer than one beat, you have a ginuach. So then it'll come out that the shvarim are shorter. If you make three shvarim, so that's true. But to me, mistaver is that the genichas have to be longer. Because like Rashi says, I don't think that Tesfah is arguing that. Genech mi libo, kederech hacholim. The Ramal says, like the doeg, it's a different emotion. So he's into the lave, he's in deep into the emotion, so you can't just leave it. It's a longer expression. Whereas by Mekonein, it's a different type of a thing, by Mekonein. It's all over, he's crying, he's a bocha. He's crying about it, but it's not me libo, like it's really emotionally preoccupying him, grabbing him emotionally now. It's just he's crying on something bad. He's crying about something bad that happened. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. So if that's the case, it's mistaver to say, plain up as far as mistaver to say that ginuach is going to have to be longer than yalala. That each ginuach will have to be longer than three, if you're going to say according to the Rivon the Ri, that each ginuach will have to be longer than than three alolas. So if that's the case, you really can't satisfy both. The Rebbe apparently had a different idea. He held that five short ones, you'll be yotze both dais. But it's going to Rashi be very good. You'll be yotze with a three, and the two extra ones don't matter, because you're Mosef, has the same character. And, it's not a mafsik, because it's mina. Right. Yes, it's not a mafsik, because it's mina. But he held, apparently, that the ginuach can be expressed by the length of time that he's involved in it, right, rather than by each individual ginuach. That's what he held. What? It's in the Gavra. It's in the Gavra. It's in the Gavra, not in the Chefzer Shel Ginuach. I have to. What's the raya for that? Is not so simple. That's true. So it could be what you're saying is. That's what Yaakov wanted to say before. That the Shvarim, as long as it's more than one beat, that's already a Ginuach. So you only need three. So then Shvarim would be six. So Shvarim be shorter than Trua. Then Shvarim be shorter than Trua. So the question is, what does Teis mean Shemarich b'Shvarim Ktsas? It's okay if he's Marich b'Shvarim Ktsas. Yeah, that would seem to be the idea. Teis holds that there's no that one that the character has to be in each unit, and without three you don't have the character, right? That's what he's saying, right? That Taisus is saying that the machayev in tkiyas is tefillah. So l'chatchila, the right way to do it is b'shas tefillah, because the tefillah is immediately machayev in tkiyas, so you should satisfy the chiyuv immediately. But if you didn't, so then you can do it afterwards, okay? Because like he quotes, misha berech vachkach nesman lo shofar. So first it was mispalo. So it's Machayev and Tzkiyas, so then so he should be should blow right away, right after the Tefillah. Okay.
Why is the Tefillah
Machayev and Tzkiyas?
What? What's the concept of the Tefillah?
Extension of Tefillah. In other words, even though Midoraisa you're not Chayev in Tefillah, that doesn't prevent you from saying that Tzkiyas are an extension of Tefillah. It just means that Midoraisa you can have Tzkiyas without Tefillah. But it doesn't mean that, because even though you're not chayev in tefillah midaraisa, but like the Rav mentioned many times, the tefillah is an institution midaraisa. So therefore, the nature of the tzkiyas could always be as an extension of the institution of tefillah, even though you're not chayev midaraisa in tefillah. But that's the nature of the tzkiyas. Was that? So it has to be, so therefore, the chatchila, the right way to do it is, if it's an extension of tefillah, so the right way to do it is in the tefillah. Or right after the tefillah.
He didn't say right after, he said lacha.
Yeah,
lacha.
Yeah, mishibirach v'achach v'achach v'smanah l'shafah. No, in other words, what they're saying is you should never do it before.
Right.
Of course, if you do it before, you obliterate the extension of the entity as an extension of tefillah. So you should never do it before. That's the thesis being right. It doesn't mean necessarily. So yes, so misha birach. So first you mispowel. And then if you have a shofar, so then you do it. It's true. Even if you get it 5 hours later, you'll do it. But then it won't be an extension of tefillah anymore. But you shouldn't do it before. That's what the thesis says.
So you're not saying after is better than before. You're saying that before is...
He's saying that, well... I'm not sure. Yeah, apparently, I mean, what Taisvis is saying is that it should be immediately after. That's what Taisvis is saying. I mean, there's no question about it. Taisvis is not saying 5 hours later. Because he's saying, which means as an extension of tefillah, right after tefillah. And then what he brings, that we never find the issue before tefillah, it doesn't make any sense. So first comes tefillah. That's what Taisvis is saying. So before doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah, what's that?
What? Birach. That's Taisrei. Yeah, that's Taisrei. Taisrei is Misha Birach Achkach Nisman Lo Shofar means, what's the Mishnah telling you? If Shofar is a separate mitzvah by itself, so what does that have to do with Misha Birach? Of course, whenever a person gets a Shofar, he's Takeah. So it means Misha Birach, and it was Neschayev B'Shofar the moment he was Mavarech, the moment he was Mespal, he was Mechayev B'Shofar, but he couldn't execute his Chiyev, and until later, so later he also doesn't. So it's mashma clearly that what? That tefillah is the machayev in shofar. That's Taisus right. Okay. I will call him tefillah ashkechem because that's not, there's no halacha like that. That shofar is just a separate mitzvah which has no sheiches to tefillah. Okay? Go ahead. That's the next one. Exactly follows. So in other words, what Taisus is saying, Taisus is strange because Taisus at first sounds like he's saying that what? That is a new minig, Vachshav Nagel B'Yeshiva. And then he brings right from the Gemara later, from Daf Tazayin, Larvas HaSatan. Zmashman said this was Bizmana from the Zmana Gemara. But apparently, there's two things here. In other words, the mitzvah B'tzu Rasa is really Tefillah is first. Tefillah is the framework of the Tzkiyas. And Tefillah is Mechayev in the Tzkiyas. And that's really, that you see from the Mishnah, Mishabir Chvachach Zman Lo Shofar. And there's no such concept as Shofaros before Tefillah. But, and that's the way it was before they instituted in the yeshivas to do the tzkiyas after Kriyas HaTorah. It was kilchasa, kitzurasa. But Tais was saying, but what do they do? Why do they change it? Because the Gemara says in Daft HaZayin that there's a kiyum of larva as a sutton in tzkiyas. So they put the tzkiyas after Kriyas HaTorah in order to be machshir tefillah. So tefillah really remains the essence. But since there's an element of larva sasutton, there's a kiyum of larva sasutton and tkiyas, so they had a tkiyas before in order to be machshir a tefillah. And then once you machshir a tefillah, now the tefillah is machayev and tkiyas. That's what they're saying.
Why wouldn't they have that in the time of
tomorrow? What?
Why wouldn't they have that in the time of
tomorrow? Apparently they had it in the time of tomorrow. But apparently they stopped. I don't know. I mean, apparently they stopped doing it. No. Malchamavis. So it means that it subdues the emotional makeup of man that's antagonistic. Okay. So there's a kiyum of larvas or satan in the tzkiyas. So that's why they do it before the machshir the tefillah. The only thing to say from the Rambam is that it does endorse the idea that we said there's a qualitative idea of a tekiah. That there is a qualitative idea of a tekiah. What would the shiur of a tekiah be? I mean, what's the problem in the Rambam? The problem in the Rambam is, I mean, You see from the Rambam in Perek Melacha Dalad that tkiyah is a qualitative sound. The most we could say is the qualitative sound is uvahakilas akol tiskevelos ariel. That it must be a sound long enough to summon the people. To, in other words, to be able to direct their attention. I mean, that must be the shear. You can't just go boo. What exactly that shear is in seconds, we don't know. But the Rambam holds that it has a shear. It has a shear, and from on that he bases the shear tshuah must be exactly twice the size of the shear tkiyah. But the Rambam's very, I mean, the other Rishonim, like we said before, are speaking in practical terms. Well, I know it's shalosh above his kol shu. So the Mishnah is explaining to you in practical terms what the shear is. According to the Rambam, I mean, what framework is he in? He's not in the practical framework. He doesn't help you at all. So he must be in some conceptual framework. I mean, but what is a conceptual framework? That the trua is twice the size. It's commensurate with two tzkiyas, exactly equal to two tzkiyas. And the same thing is true about the shvam. Oh, we don't know. Anyways, let's take the writer. Kosev Arivazo. So it comes out, according to the Rivet, it comes out a very strange thing. That if I hold, that he holds like Rashi, that what we call trua is shelosh above us. Kolshuk, three kolshuk. That's why the tkiyah is three times as long. Yeah, according to the Rivet, you never have the problem of making the shram too long, even though the trua is three kolchas kolder. But there's no halacha that the mandam of that all. Everybody agrees that the tkiyah has to be nine, right? The machlokas is, what is the trua? Is the trua three kolchas kolder, like Rashi says, or is it three shvarim? But not like Rashi says on the shvarim, because on the shvarim somehow he has nine. On the shvarim somehow he has nine. So, yeah. Funny shita, huh? That's right. And in a shvarim trua, you won't need it longer either. So, yes, the key is always the same. The key is always the same. No, it's an amazing thing because it comes out. I mean, but let's take the Ran. The Ran quotes the Rivet. I mean, it's nice when you have a Rishon learning another Rishon. Let's see what he says. It's a funny kind of thing because it's like coincidental, isn't it? It's coincidentally that the tkiyah is equal to three shvarim.
Yeah,
and
all these things comparing them are just
according to the Rivet. What?
It's telling you how to give you the shear.
What? What's telling you?
The shear. It's telling you
the shear. So tkiyah has a shear b'fnei atzmusa. I mean, that we said the Ram also apparently holds it away. So the tkiyah is a shear b'fnei atzmusa. And it happens to be equal to nine beats, which is equal to three shvarim. But no matter what seder you're in, you'll always have to have the tkiyah, the shear of nine beats. Yes. So it's like a very similar, very arbitrary thing that they just chose nine. I mean, just chose nine. It seems, see, that the, in other words, what we're saying is that there's a character to tkiyah. Right? There's a character to tkiyah. So it could be like this. And we're also saying that the kol shofar really is a kol yabafa. So even if you say that, even if you say that you're not yotze, there's a kol lemitzvasa, but there's still a concept of kol shofar. And anytime you have a kol yabafa, it's a kol shofar. So even if genuchi ganach, but yiluli yellow will still be a kol shofar because it's a kol bechir. It's not the right one lemitzvasa, but it's still a kol shofar. Okay. Because on Rosh Hashanah, the entity, the phenomenon of a kol shofar comes into existence. And a kol shofar is a kol becher. But you're not yotze with every kol shofar. There's a limit tzvasa. Okay? So, the pasuk v'havarta shofar trua. And we also wanted to say that the tkiyah gets its quality from the fact that it's equal to a kol shofar in length. That gives it the kol tkiyah. So if you say that, so maybe you can say in the Rivet like this, that the pasuk says va'avarta shofar trua, and the Tirgum Unkelus over there says that's in Bahar. He says va'avarta. You got a Tirgum here. Tirgum Unkelus says va'avarta shofar trua b'chodesh shvi be'asol l'chodesh. So he says v'savor shofar yabava, like he always interprets, shofar yabava b'yachar shviyah ba'asol yachar. Okay? So it's a shofar of Yabavel. So if that's the case, we could say like this, that of the two, Yiluli Yolo Gnuche Ganach, which one is the real, is the real Yabavel? So the real one is Gnuche Ganach, because that's Kodama. I mean, even according to the Rambam, it's the real cry is really the Kol Yabavah. The Kol Yabavah, I mean, the Kol Ginuach. The call of Ginuach. So, Vavata Shofar Trua, so it means the shofar of the real Yabavah. That's the Tkiyah. So the Tkiyah gains its identity as a Kol. Since both kolos are really kol shofar, so the tkiyah vavarta shofar trua, which is talking about the tkiyah vavarta, so there it gains its identity from the real kol ginuach, the real kol yabal. So that's the shear of shvar. That's why, in other words, it's not coincidental according to the Raivin, that the Shia Tkiya is equal to three Shvar. He learns it out from Vavata Shofar Chua. Now Vavata, the Shofar Chua means that the Shofar of the real Kol Bechi, and which is the real Kol Bechi of the two? It's the Kol Ginuach. So the Kol Ginuach is what gives the Kol Tkiya its character of Tkiya. So that's why it's nine.
Have you asked three in the
what?
Three.
The Ginuchos are three? I mean, that's what how do we know he assumes it? Shlosh Shvarim. And each ever is three. I mean, that's, according to the Rav, that's a given. Right? I mean, how does he know that Ginuch has to, apparently he holds the Ginuch has to be as long as three beats. I mean, that, you're not going to, what?
It's funny that it turns out that it's
the. So, okay. So therefore, it'll come out like this, that the Shem Tkiyah, the Shem Kol Tkiyah derives from its commensurability with the kol, with the true kol yabava, which is ginuach. So that's why, even if I hold that when the pasuk says on the kedushas hayom of Rosh Hashanah, really is yulala yiluliyol v'atiyabe v'im sisra, so that means that the limitzvasa, it's not the kol yabava of ginuach. Limitzvasa, it's really the kol yabava of yiluliyol v'atiyabe v'im sisra. Because that has to do with the Kiddush Sayyom and the Mitzvah Sayyom. It must be that kol, the kol, like Rashi says, the kol that comes after the acceptance of the tragedy. It's a different kind of a kol. It's that kol. Because that's the concept of the kol shofar. So, but the tkiyah is going to always be equal to the real kol yabava. Avarta shofar trua. The shofar trua really is the. Is really the real shofar of the real true of the real yabava, so tkiyah will always be the same. In other words, the shem tkiyah derives from its commensurability with the deepest yabava, with the deepest kol bechi. So therefore, it'll always be nine. The tkiyah. The tkiyah will always be nine. Now the mitzvasa, it's yululiyolo. So it's only three, but the tkiyah derives its essence from, and its character from, the kol yabava of ginuchi ganach, from the shofar trua. The shofar trua means what? The shofar trua means the shofar of trua of crying is the ultimate, which is ginuach. So then the rivet won't be so coincidental. It would fit very well with our approach in Tesis. Rashi says, "Ginuchi ganach ka'odam agoneach milibo, kiderech acholim shemarichim b'gnichaseim." As opposed to "Kodam abochol makonein kolos kitzorim smuchim zelazeh." I mean, that's a lighter cry, but it, philosophically also we say, because one involves acceptance, and the other one is the ginuach of the chole. The ginuach is expressing his pain, that is, he's going through this state of transition. So. Once it's over, it's different. Over is yululiyolo. It's different. It's sad, you cry, but it's not the same thing. But in the chol is experiencing pain, milibo. Marichin, shemarichin, b'gnichosein. That certainly, I mean, plain pshat and Rashi, it's more serious. If you had a cry, you take the second one, not the first one. The first one is gonech milibo. And he's marich because he's in the process of pain. And philosophically works out very nice with Aim Sisera. That wasn't the cry of making the transition into reality from fantasy, going from denial to acceptance, or was it after the acceptance? So that, I think, is clear. So the Rivet, I mean, the Rivet would fit in very well if you explain him in terms of the Kol Shofar, there's a Kol Bechi of Shofar, and the Vahavarta Shofar True, which qualifies the Tkia, gets its qualification from the ultimate Kol Bechi, which is Genuchi Ganach. I mean, that I think, Rashi. And doesn't the Ram also has it that way? Because the Ram says, which one is more serious? It's clear the second one is more serious in Rome, the Ginuch Ganach. So Ginuch Ganach is the ultimate Bechi. So the exactly. So that's why the Vavata Shofar Trua, according to the Rav, is not coincidentally equal to nine. But it gains its quality, its reality of the quality of the Kol Tkia. It gains from its commensurability with the Kol Bech, with the Kol, with the Shofar True, with the Kol Bech. Okay, that would fit a very nice one. You're talking about the Shofar True, so the Shofar True is the character of the Shofar to produce Yababa. So then it's the ultimate Yababa. Yom Teruah is different. Yom Teruah is instruction with regard to the Kedusha Yom. Which one is it? So that's Machlokes Vatiyah Beveim Sisera. Yeah, the Ran is saying differently. What the Ran is saying is, what does it mean by the Chum gave it a shear of nine? What he's saying is what we said before in the Rama, that it must be a sound that functions to summon the people. So Va'avarta, therefore they said that's the shear of nine. Okay, Ay Shvarim comes out exactly the same shear. That's pure coincidence. That's coincidence. So according to the Ran's learning, they simply define the character of Tkia. I mean, in the Rambam, you have to say the same thing. It's not a foreign idea. The only thing is that, according to what I'm saying, it doesn't have to be coincidentally in line with the Shvarim. The Rashba, where he says, "Kvapir shavasena lena digum akol kishamru ginuchiv yeluli." And then he says, "Shehefesh avdala shebinein bedimyan akovu lo begodlam vekatnam." So, apparently, I mean, according to him, it really was halacha that you have to have the character of the bechi. That really, that's what the way they learned. So it really required a certain character. It's not simply a mechanical sound. So the Sheva really has to sound like a cry. That's the Rashba. It's interesting. Rabbi Bull wants to bring a raya for the idea that there's a kol shofar, even though it's not a lemitzvasa, right, from the Ramban. Because the Ramban says, when the Ramban and Daf Yud Aleph and the Daf Bei Arif, Yud Aleph and Aleph. So when he explains, I believe he's explaining the Rif Shita. So he says, Lamadnu mikan the kivon shein yachav yachad chayev betkios who truas alachovas brachasu shemasriim b'hen dai lahem betkia kolshu kidei sheyisal la tefila seinu b'shofar. So Ramban says tefila tekia kolshu. So because you don't do all the teshrats. So what is it tekia kolshu? But maybe it's the wrong one. But the answer is because it still is a kol shofar. It still has a shem of a kol shofar. It's a nice raya. Very nice raya. That's the Ramban. Ramban says, he says, lists a few lines in the Ramban on Daf Yud Aleph and Daf Bei Arif. He says, everybody's yotzei already. Kiddush Hashem Yachav Yachav Chayav B'Tkiyas Tshuas Alachov Esbrachas Hushmasriyim B'Han Dailem B'Tkiyas Kol Shu Kidei Sheyalas V'Lsena B'Shofar Hilkach Barash Hashan Anami Kivan Sheyatzanu Yidei Chovas Tkiyas Shel Torah. Ve'ein kol yachid v'yachid chayiv b'tkiyus lo nishal lono alachovas brachos she'tiknu behen tkiyus kidei she'yala zichroninu l'tova b'shofar v'avalei k'taynis u'b'tkiyah kol shu yatsu yidei ha'tshua shel brachos hilkach lo ras lo atriach shelo l'tzorach v'nagu lasos b'kuhon tkiyah v'osa b'tshua k'sholosh Svaras halolad rabavahu. In other words, that tkiya tashrat tashatarat, right? Vizet tam yofa. Mar pela etzem umosuk lepeh. Then basal lod nacharav granado. So Rebbe's saying is very nice. That's a pshat tkiya kalshu. That it's kadesh yal zichronian l'ratzel. So as long as it has a shem called tkiya, that's good enough. Good pshat. We had a different pshat. I'm going back to the Rambam, Perek Gimel. Halacha what? Halacha Daf. So, back to the Rambam. So the Rambam says that the shear of the trua is kishtei tekiyas, which is really, as a matter of fact, when the Ran quotes him, he reverses it. He says that the shear of the tekiyah is kachatzi trua. Am I right? I mean, that's the way the Rambam himself had it in the Pirush Mishnayos, that the shear of the tkiyas, each tkiyah is half of a trua. And now suddenly he says the trua is like two tkiyas. It sounds like the building block of the whole system is tkiyah, which we don't know how much it is, practically, but that's what it's built on. The other way is just the opposite. And that's the way the older Rishonim seem to learn, that the trua is really the Iker sound, and the trua is the sound that is that the tkiyas are measured by the truas. Okay, not vice versa, that the tkiyas are measured by the truas, and that's what the Rambam has in Pirush Mishnayos, that the tkiyas is half of the trua, and here he reverses it. So the trua is like two tkiyas. Okay, so I mean, that's essentially the big difficulty here. The whole, the way he presents it. I mean, where do you see that? That the tkiyah is the basic unit, and the true emerges from two tkiyahs. That nobody says that. They say shia tkiyah, shia true. But not that the shia true is determined by the tkiyahs. Okay? All right, Gary, go. It's like this. I mean, I was thinking, like, what can we retrieve from the Rambam? Is there anything we could learn from the Rambam? Again, it might not be fully satisfied, but something should emerge here. Okay, some idea. So I think like this. Let's go back to the Pirush Mishnayos. In the Pirush Mishnayos, what does he say? He has, like everybody else, that the shear of the tkiyas altogether are equal to the shear of the truas, which means that each tkiya is a half of a trua. Okay? Okay, so if we'd want to define this, how would we define this? If we would want to try to define this statement, just to go beyond that, the factual, which is that the shear of the two tekiyas is equal to the shear of the trua. Take one bava, okay? So could we not say that the trua is koveya the shear of the tekiyas? The true is the koveya. So really the essential sound is the essential sound. I mean, you can't say essential. I mean, you need everything while lochah biyotze. But in function, the sound of the true is koveya, the shear of the two tkiyas. And it's koveya that each one should be half of itself. So that some total, it should be equal to the sound of the true. So the koveya for the tkiyas is the trua, right? Okay. Yeah.
Are you saying
since it's... I don't know what the objective is. Ask me what the ultimate objective is in this kvias. I don't know. But it's kaveya, it's a kvias yachad. It's a kvias of the two tkiyas yachad. Whereas according to the other shittas, say shia tkiyas, shia trua, it's true that it's kaveya, but it's a different idea of being kaveya. And the Rambam, it's being kaveya two of them together, that together they should add up to the sound of the trua. So it's kaveya shnehem in terms that they're related. It's not kaveya what tkiya is alone. Okay? Creates a certain relationship there. That shnehem yachad is equal to the trua. So the trua's kaveya, the shear of the tkiyas, and the relationship between the two tkiyas. that together, when you add them up, they come up to the sum of the truah. Okay, so that's the nature of the koveya. That's the concept of the koveya. Okay? All right. Now, in such a kvias, is a very essential kvias, essential relationship. Okay, it's essential. Because he's saying that it's determining the length of each one and the relationship of one to another, and so, and the relationship of one to another. Okay? And the relationship of one to another vis-a-vis the truah. The relationship of one to another, it's being kaveya, the character and the length of the sound, and it's being kaveya, the relationship between one and the other, they're both identical, and that together, they add up. If you do a process of addition on both of them, it'll come out to identically the sound of the truah. Okay, so it's a very essential kind of a koveya, kind of a relationship. It's not just haphazard. It's not just like saying it's the same length. Okay, it relates them together, relates one, each to each other, and both of them to the truah. Okay, it really creates the whole essence of the tkiah, of the two tkiahs. It creates the whole essence of the two tkiahs. In a full mannered fashion. Okay? Now, let's just assume that the Rambam changed his mind from the time he wrote the Pirush Mishnayos on one fact. Okay? Because the fact that you have to assume, according to this formulation, is that the tekiah could be any size. There's no shear in a tekiah. That tekiah per se has no character of length. Because the length is completely determined by the truah. Right? But let's imagine that the Rambam changed his mind after he wrote the Pirush Mishnayos, and he thought to himself, no, a tekiah is a qualitative sound. There's a tekiah. The sound tekiah that has to have a length. If the Rambam came to that conclusion, but he wanted to maintain the same gist of the idea that he had in the Pirush Mishnayos, how would he express it? Okay? In other words, the same trend of thought that he had in the Pirush Mishnayos, he's not going back on that same trend of thought, which is that the truah is actually responsible for the tkiyas, the relationship to each other and the relationship to the truah. You see? But now there's one more fact that he has to deal with, and that is that the tekiah has its own character, its own sound, its own length. Because if it doesn't have the length, then it doesn't have the character. Okay, how would he express it then? And what idea would he be expressing? You see, before he said the chua is the koveya of the tkiyas. So koveya means everything. It means the length, the relationship to each other, the addition process which equals the chua. Okay? So that was really everything, because koveya is all-inclusive, an all-inclusive relationship. But he'd have to reduce it from koveya to mitzarif. That not that the truah is koveya the tkiyas, but it's mitzarif the tkiyas. So that would remain. That relationship of mitzarif would still be available. In order that relationship should exist, how would the Rambam express it? He'd have to say that the shear of the truah is as long as two tkiyas, in order that it should be mitzarif the two tkiyas. Okay. So I think we can show at least what the Rambam's thinking was, and why it comes out so funny that he seems to be reversing it. He's not really reversing it. He's keeping the same idea he always had, but he's retranslating it because of one change The one change that tkia has a shear in order to have the character of tkia. Now, rather than saying that the trua is a koveya of the tkias, he's saying it's a mitzarif. But how could it be mitzarif? The answer is, if its shear is twice that of the tkias, if its shear is as big as two tkias, it'll be mitzarif the tkias. And that's why he expresses it that way. So we could find a way of thinking that would show why the Rambam naturally expressed himself this way. Okay? The point is the true has to be longer now in order to mitzarif the two, but it doesn't mean the true is secondary to the tkias. No, it's essential. It has the same essential position as it had in the way the Rambam learned Pirush Mishnayos. That's what he's saying. So it sounds like he's making the tkias the yikar, but he isn't. So now we're going back over Taisus again from Va'achshav Noagin. Litkoa b'yeshiva l'acha kriyas haTorah shloshim kolos. I don't know whether it means b'yeshiva means in the yeshiva or it means b'yeshiva. How's Taisus Rush have it? Do we have a Taisus Rush? We should have one, right? Yeah, the Rush has v'nagu ha'om litkoa b'yeshiv l'acha kriyas haTorah. Somebody read me a Taisus Rush. So v'nagu ha'om litkoa b'yeshiv. So that's what Taisus says. That now that the achshav now. The minig is to be tokeya sitting down after kriyas haTorah shloshim kolos. Kimo kashra, kimo kashra, kimo kara. So apparently it would seem from Taisus it's a new minig. It was a new minig, and the same implication is from the Rush. V'nagu ha'am l'tkoa miyushav acha kriyas haTorah kashra kimo pam kashra kimo kara. Same thing. So apparently, historically at least, they agree that it wasn't something from the time of Chazal. Okay? That seems clear. Okay?
And what Chazal do about Ma'ariv
Zasa? That's a good question. But that's what's funny about this whole piece of Taisvis. Because Taisvis first goes on the track, like he forgets about that Gemara, of La'ariv Zasa. Okay? And what does he say? He just says that according to the main sugyas over here, I mean, the meat of the sugyas, the meaty sugyas, I mean, not the drush sugyas, according to the main sugyas, it would seem that you first have to have tefillah. Okay? Well, the fum sugyas, the kula pirkin, he means according to the sugyas of the ikri halachos, hoya roy lesko b'shans tefillah amalchis kashra kashra karak v'chen ezechornis v'chen eshofros. O la'achar tefillah, kulu. Okay, so now, how do we define this? It's either during the tefillah or la'achar tefillah. I mean, what is the common denominator between those two? How do we define it? I was thinking about it. The only real definition is that the tefillah is the mechayev. Because you're going to say it's an extension of tefillah, so then after tefillah, it shouldn't work. If you're going to say it's an extension of tefillah, so it should only be b'shas tefillah. But if you're going to say la'achar tefillah kulu, that's mashma that the machayev is tefillah. Tefillah is the machayev. So tefillah is the machayev, so you can incorporate it in tefillah, or tefillah is the machayev immediately after the tefillah. After the tefillah. Okay, I mean, that's the way it seems to me. All right? In other words, it would have to be related to the machayev. It would have to be related to the machayev. So it comes out you have a strange thing. I mean, you have So it would seem that chiyuv is the machayev of tefillah is deraisa. I mean, where do you see the chacham came along and made a takana that the machayev of shofar is tefillah? That's very hard to say. So it must be something real, midaraisa. Okay, something in reality, midaraisa. Okay, so, but it's a strange thing. Why? Because the mitzvah shofar stands on its own, just like mitzvah luluf. Right? So where do you see that it has another machayev besides the yom? It has a machayev of tefillah, right? But that's what Taisus seems to be saying. So what I was thinking is like this: that there's two concepts of a machayev. One concept of a machayev is what is really makes it obligatory, essentially, and that's simply the yom. But over here, we're speaking about a machayev in a different sense. because the halacha of shofar is yom trua yelachan, right? So it's a yom trua, which means that shofar is an expression of the kedushas hayom, right? Okay. So the biggest expression of kedushas hayom is tefillah. Tefillah is really the expression of kedushas hayom, and that's clear. So what Tesis is saying is that where should tzkiyas be? Since they're an expression of the Kedush Hayom, they should have a forerunner of the real introduction of the Kedush Hayom, which is tefillah. So once tefillah sets up the Kedush Hayom, now tzkiyas come in. That's the order that should apply. In that sense, tefillah is mechayev and shofar. In that sense. Why? Because the moment you bring in the Kedushas Hayom, now tkiyas. You see? So you can have an order, midaraisa, based on concepts of the mitzvahs. Not simply, there's a machayev, you know, machayev stuff from Amar HaShachar. It's from Amar HaShachar. But there are ideas over here. And the ideas will determine the position of the Maisa HaMitzvah. And it's appropriate position, Midaraisa. Even though it'll be Yotze if you blow it any time. But there will not be the Mitzvah Kitzurasa and Bimkoma. Won't be the Mitzvah Bimkoma. Won't have all the attributes of the Mitzvah. Okay? In other words, that's the appropriate Seder. There's a Seder HaMitzvah. That's what I would say. When we say there's a machayev, we don't mean it's really strictly a machayev. We mean it's machayev in a certain seder. There's a seder asiyas ha-mitzvos. And mitzvahs have concepts, and there's a logical order in seder about how they should be performed. Okay? Yeah. Like the Rav mentioned, that you shouldn't bench lulav in the sukkah before davening, but you should do it before halal. Why? Because you should make the bracha on the ni'anuim. So that means that lulav, you could be yotze with the tilas lulav the moment you pick it up, yotze, but it has a further expression of kiyum mitzvasa when it's mitzuruf to shevach. So it has a full expression of mitzvah. So if you bench in a sukkah early in the morning, you put the lulav down, so now there's no, you can't extend the maisa netila and give it the character of being mitzuruf to divrei shevach l'kadosh baruch hu. You can't do that anymore. Now it's like a new thing. But since you make the bracha right before hallel, so you start the Ni'anuim, but you still didn't finish the Ni'anuim, and the Ni'anuim are carried through in the Hallel with the Divrei Shevach, so then it's a full Lekicha. It's a Kiyum in the full Maisel Lekicha. But once you stop the Maisel Lekicha, then that's it. You can't do it anymore. But as long as you're engaged in the Maisel Lekicha, it lends itself to greater expression. Okay, that's a little different than over here, because over here we're talking about the introduction of the shofar. Over here we're saying that the kedusha, once the kedusha sayom is expressed, now that's now the platform for shofar has been established. So now when the shofar enters, it's entering in its appropriate environment, so to speak, appropriate situation. So that's midaraisa. That's the way the mitzvah should be done. Okay? Oh, that's right. No, you're right. It's an expression of the Kedush Sayyam. The ideas of the Kol Bechi is an expression of the Kedush Sayyam. So really, that's another reason why tefillah really is appropriate. Because it really is like an extension of the expression of tefillah. But that's true. But Taisus is only concerned about one thing, that it should not come before. Can't come before. Midaraisa. Okay.
So how does
So Taisva says, "Avol kodem tefila lo ashichon k'desnan misha birech va'achikach nesman lo shofar." Why does that say misha birech va'achikach nesman lo shofar? It means he was birech, and really he's unfortunate that he doesn't have a shofar at the time, either simultaneous or to follow. Because if shofar happens, what does it just say misha matzah shofar be yom gadol? So you see that shofar really. Me'ikar Adin has a Seder Midaraisa, and the Seder is right after the Kedushas Hayom is introduced by Tefillah. But now Taisus brings in a funny Gemara. Elashkechem b'per kamalil loma token amarin k'shein yoshvin v'token amarin k'shein omdim k'dei la'arvev es hasot. V'hainu k'dav dinim. So we do just like the Gemara. I mean, what happened to that Gemara? I mean, Taisus until now makes believe the Gemara doesn't exist. And now we suddenly found this Gemara, and now it turns out that now we went back, we discovered this Gemara, and now we went back to the Gemara. I mean, if that's the way they did it in time of Chazal, shouldn't it have been done straight through, from Chazal all the way straight through? Right?
Yep.
I mean, that's the problem. And how does L'Arvah Zasutton answer this problem? L'Arvah Zasutton is very nice, but the fact is that it's not going to help you. Because you're still reversing the proper order. You still need the Kedusha Sayyam to be expressed through Tefillah as a base and as a definition conceptually of the underlying principle of what Kol Shofar is. And that's the Seder. The Seder has to follow a Seder of ideas. So what is Taisus doing? I mean, what is Taisus doing? I thought maybe we should take a look at how Taisus learns the Arvah as a Sotan. But there's two ways. You know, there's the... There's the Henoch showed me the work. We want to learn time learn the Eight Sahara, correct? The Taisa learns a little differently. But Henoch showed me the Ran learns like we learn. So there's two ways. We'll take both ways. But anyways, yeah, the Ran's on daf Gimel Amud Aleph and the Dape Harif on the bottom. Gimel. Lama Tokan Marin Kashen Yosh Lagmarin Kashen Omnan. Pirish, Kibish Hasin Laskar Kashen Omnan, Tkiya Shal Seda Bracha Sein Nikar. Lamatar Rikshayin Yoshim. Varmin if they love as a sudden. Pirish Lachnias a Yetzer, he says. Lachnias a Yetzer. Kirchsiv, Yimitaka Shofa Be'ir Va'amlo Yechrodu. The sudden Hainu Yetzer Hara. Ukirish Lakish, Doma Hu Sutton Malchamavas Yetzer. Okay. So it means to overcome the emotion, the emotional forces. The emotional forces. That's how the Ran learns. To overcome the emotional forces. So why can't you do what? Why can't the mitzvah overcome emotional forces? Yeah, that's a good question. An extra one. It's a good question. He says, "Avol b'sefer ha'orach kosev," and that's the Taisvus quotes. "Kidei la'arve v'sasotin daf tesayin amabeis." Taisvus says, "Pirish b'orach b'yishalmi bila hamavas lo netzach uksiv v'hoya bayomo yitaka b'shofar gadol." So bila hamavas lo netzach means the Yetzirah will be destroyed forever. And it says it'll be on that day, Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol, Kad Shomar Kal Shifura Zimna Chada, when the Sutton hears the call of the Shofar the first time, Bohil the Lo Bohil. He's scared, but he's not scared. He's semi-scared, a little scared. Okay? The Kad Shomar Tinyon, but when he hears it the second time, Omar, he says, Vade Zeu Shifura the Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol. He says, that's definitely the shofar that was spoken about in the Navi. I guess the Sutton knows the Navi very well, at least the areas that concern him. Umata zimane lemizbalea, and his time came to be consumed. Umisarvev, and he becomes confused. Velesle pnai lemavid kategoria. So he doesn't have any time because he's too busy concerned about himself. He doesn't have any time to become the prosecutor, to act as a prosecutor, okay? A little more difficult to explain than the Ran, huh? Sure. The Sutton apparently remembers the Psukim, but he has a short memory from last year. That's true. When it comes to time, things is not, his memory's not that good. So let's try to work out the Taisus. When he hears this show for the first time, the Ran is easy. The Ran is the emotions. He quotes Taisus. He quotes the Shami. Yeah, Shami, yeah. So Shami?
Shami.
Yeah. So he's boil the low boil. What does it mean? He's scared and he's not scared. What does it mean? I think it means simply, it means that a person by nature, I mean, not everybody, but it depends on the people. But people by nature, the general population, are not involved in ideas and the seriousness of life. Like the Rambam says that they're not concerned with serious issues in their lives. They just manage to divert their attention to frivolous things and then never really think about anything philosophical. So the average person. So when he hears the Kol Shofar the first time, he can't get into the ideas. He hears it, and the Rem is Yeshbo, Uri Shein Mishnaschem, but it's a novel thing, and it's attractive, it's novel, and the fact that it's a novelty takes away, he's not really involved in the seriousness of the shofar. He hears it, but it doesn't really affect him. Okay? But then when he hears it the second time is different. The novelty wore off now. Now he knows that he's in shul and there's a message in the shofar. So what does he think about the shofar? What comes to his mind about the shofar? What comes to his mind is the Yitaka b'shofar. That there will be a geula and a way of life where man will be freed from, the whole society will recognize the true ideas and he'll be freed from this society which endorses his value system. But will be Shofar God, will be the geula asida. The geula asida will be a different time, a different milieu, different environment, you see. So he envisions that. So then he sees the idea of the shofar gadol, and he sees the benefit of such a society, and he wants to be part of that society. You see, that's the second time. So then he eradicates, he's able to control and eradicate the part of him that's resistant. The part of him that's resistant. But that can't happen the first time. It could happen to some people, but to the Hamon Am, it's not going to happen the first time. So, in other words, what moves him about the shofar? First time is Bohel v'lo Bohel. He's a little scared because he knows it's Yom HaDin, he knows it's serious. He's scared, but he's not scared. I mean, he's shaking a little bit, but he's not going anywhere. You see, I mean, that's the Bohel v'lo Bohel means. He's scared, but he's not scared. Means he's not going anywhere with this. It's like divrei musa. You have to get yourself together. So he's ball of a low ball. But when he hears it the second time, so then he thinks into it more, and he thinks into the shofar gadol of geula, the kabbal shofar gadol of chayrasenu, the shofar gadol of geula. He's attracted to that because that's something which is not going to be uri shen mishenaschem. It's not going to happen. You know what I mean? It's Hashami doesn't quote that. But what's going to happen is he thinks about his man hagula. And his man hagula, where life will be different and life will be according to the Derech HaTorah, that time will come. And what is his position there? Like you say by Pesach, Ilu Hashem lo yenigo. Nobody wants to be that way. The gula, so a person wants to be part of that future. So that future of the gula draws his attention, and it makes him realize that there is a different kind of life that one day will be recognized, and the whole society will recognize him. So he's drawn to that, and once he has that picture in his mind, you see, then it's easy to put down the Yetzer Hara, and it's easy to put it down because it's in the face of a society that's different and better, and they recognize it. The Yetzer Hara has very weak. Very weak say. You know what I mean? He loses because of the power of the society and the beauty of the way of life. So that's what the Yishami says. It's a very nice Yishami because it really shows you like how an Adam Pashut could be reached. You know what I mean? Not a person that's introspective. You know that. That's a different kind of person, really. I mean, that's the Rambam. What do you call it? Uyushen Mishnaschem. And she, you know, kapov mechatov, and all that's a hard thing. But the what moves the average person is the yitachav shofar gadol, something nice, the geul asida. So first he's boiled, ain't a boil, but he doesn't know what to do with it. But then when he thinks into it again the second time, so the second time he has the idea which allows him to completely undermine and put down the Yetzirah, put down the Satan. The Satan doesn't have, he lost his appeal, you see. So that's what he means. Omata zimne l'misbalaya, umisarvev, v'lesle p'nai l'miyavi kategoria. That's what it means. It means that the Satan inside himself is completely confused. He lost his position, lost his power, and he can't prosecute. The antagonistic emotion can't get itself off. You know, can't do it. You see, that's the Tesis. That's the Shami. Okay. So the Ran learns like the Ram. The difference between the Yishalmi and the Ran. The Ran on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and Dape Rif is simply that the Ran is learning the Kiyum Belev of Shofar, which is the Kiyum Belev of Zuri Yishenim Mishinasna. That's the Yetzirah. So the Yetzirah that's the idea of Shofar. The Tkiyas Shofar is Uri Shem Shinascha. So to subdue the Yetzirah. Okay. And according to the Yishalmi also, but the Yishalmi is not speaking about those people that have the ability to subdue the Yetzirah. He's talking about the average person that the first time he doesn't hear it, but he needs a second time. Okay. Yeah. Apparently, according to the Tesfis, the Yishalmi, so the tkiyas la'arvev es ha-satan is really la'arvev es ha-satan b'shas tefillah. Right? Well, it's the first time he hears it, he's boil vel ain a boil. And then the second time, he's ma'orvav. So the kiyum belev, so therefore the kiyum belev of the kol shofar. And Kol Shofar has a Kiyum Belev, so the Kiyum Belev of Kol Shofar will be complete the second time. Of course, the first time is Baal the low Baal. Okay? So the first time is, so it's kind of an interesting thing. That really Midaraisa, the Maisa HaMitzvah, the Birkas HaMitzvah, the whole thing, it really should go together. And the Kiyum Belev should go together. Right? So you should have one set, and that's it. But since the Doros became weak, so it doesn't work that way anymore. So therefore, they had to introduce the Tkiyas to Miyushov in order to have the Bohil, the low Bohil, first. Even though he's Yotzei the Mitzvah at that time, the technical Mitzvah is Yotzei at that time. But in order for him to have the Kiyum Belev of Bila Hamalas LaNetzach through the Kol Shofar, going from that they can't believe, he has to have that the first set must precede the what do you call it, the Tkiyas Al Seder Abrachis. So it comes out that in the Tkiyas Al Seder Abrachis he has the Kiyum Belev of Shofar, but the Tkiyas to Meyushav where he's Yotzei the Mitzvah Shofar, he doesn't have the Kiyum Belev. In other words, it became a situation where the Doros was such that they couldn't live up to the ideal of the Torah, which is that the Maisa Mitzvah, the Kiyum Belev, should all be together in Tefillah and should be simultaneous. But you can't do that. So the Kiyum Belev of Shofar comes later. So it's an interesting thing. It will come out that Shofar is a Maisa HaMitzvah which has a Kiyum Belev Kol Hayom Kulo. That's an interesting thing. And it's not just that once you Yotzei the Kol Shofar, it's not a Kol Shofar anymore. Because otherwise it would be a Shvus after that. So it comes out that the Cheftzah Shel Kol Shofar is such that whenever you do the kol shofar, bayom, the kiyum belev of the kol shofar can take place, even though the mitzvasa is completely yuyotze already from before. I mean, that's what comes out from Tesis. That's what comes out from Tesis. So the kiyum belev of the kol shofar can be yotze even after you yotze the mitzvah. I mean, that's why that fits in line with the concept of mea paya de paya ima de sisra. Right? And that's a kiyum belev. The kiyum belev. The kiyum belev of kol shofar. That's right. It's similar to lulav. Like Anshe Yishlaim by lulav. That lulav kol hayom kulo is also a kiyum shevach, even though you yotze the mitzvah. Even though you're a mitzvah. So the reason why the Rav said that you should make the bracha before Hallel is because then the bracha could go on the on the shevach, on the Maisa Netila Lidei Shevach. But you could always do it anyways later. Even though you finished the mitzvah Netila, you could still do the Maisa Netila with the Divrei Shevach L'Hakadosh Baruch Hu of Tehillim. But the only thing is that you won't have the bracha. The bracha won't go on that. So that's why the right way to do the lulav is right before Hallel. Not at home in the sukkah. Not at home in the sukkah in the morning. So, but shofar as well. So shofar is no different. That shofar, even though you yotze the mitzvah shofar, but still the kol shofar in terms of the kiyum belev can still be accomplished through the vehicle of shofar. The kiyum belev of shofar can still be accomplished. So ordinarily they would have put them both together, because it's much better to have the mitzvah shofar and the kiyum belev structured together, b'shas tefilo would be ideal. But since they couldn't do it, because of the nature of the hamon ham, so they split it up, and boil v'ena boil, and then the second set is the kiyum belev b'shas tefilo. It's the kiyum belev b'shas tefilo. That's the way Tesis works it out. Works out very nicely. But now you might be able to answer the other question. It could be, I mean, you could say like this, that it's not really a halacha. That's why Tesis says the Ikar HaSugyas really show that first it should be tefillah, and then it should be really the tzkiyas. Because that's the right way, it's Kedush Sayom, and then the tzkiyas. But the only thing is that it depends on the om. It depends on the om. So apparently in the time of Chazal, because of the Hamon Am, so they introduced the ideal of Arvei HaSatan. But apparently it's totally in the Chachmei Ador how they decide. So apparently afterwards, maybe they decided it's not necessary. So they did away with it, because really, on the other hand, I mean, you're taking away from the real Tikkun Hadavar, which is that the Kimitzvasa, that the mitzvah shofar should be simultaneous with the kiyum belev of shofar and with the tefillas. So it could be that in later doros, that the Chazal were concerned about a big hamon am, so they introduced the tekiyas to miyusha. But it wasn't at the takana l'olam v'ed, and then they brought it back later in the time of the Balei Teisvus, or a little bit before, in the time of the Geinim. You see? Could be, because it wasn't at the takana. Because it's not the perfect, it's not the ideal setup. Yeah, and that's the taste is showing you. That from the sugyas ashas, really, the essential sugyas ashas, it's not kesidra. But why do they do it? Because of a weakness in the hamon am. So it could be that it's totally in chachmei ador, or whose community it is. I mean, it's like the Rav said, to blow into the tefillah b'lachash is very good, but you have to have a trained minion. So it depends, different situations. So it could be that then they brought it back in the time of the Baal Tesis. They brought it back. But it wasn't a takana, because there can't be a takana like that to have the imperfect system. It's an imperfect system. Okay? And that would explain why they weren't bound by the Min Chazal. But they brought it back. Okay? The Ran is very interesting, because the Ran says, La'aviv as a satan is the Yetzirah. To subdue the Yetzirah. In other words, the kiyum belev of the kol shofar. So according to the Ran, they separated out the kiyum belev of the kol shofar from the kiyum hamitzvah of the kol shofar. Right? And they made a special set of tkiyas for the kiyum belev. So everybody should know that this is la'arvei v'sasam. That's what the Ran is learning. Yeah, very interesting Ran. So, and they took the mitzvah and they split it in half. They said kiyum hamitzvah. Kiyum HaMitzvah is when? keep one second. I'm going to make the brachas in the beginning, right? So the first seder they're saying is lav as a satan. I'll say the brachas, right? And that's kiyam mitzvah and lav as a satan. And lav as a satan. And what's the second set? I understand. Well, let's see what he says. He says, "Nilu shalakachik dimut kios." Shall say to our brachos, really should have been magdim the ones in the tefillah. Shehein ikar. Lefisha iluhoyim magdim in oson, if you would have been magdim the ones in the seder tefillahs, efshish lo yuchoshin achkach lefkiyash miyusha. Sheinon ela la'arve v'sasotin. So they'll say, because most people, that's they can't believe. So most people aren't interested in the can't believe. They're not really, they're interested in being yotzei the mitzvah. Because that's the nature of a person. Was I Yetzir Mitzvah? It's not Yetzir Mitzvah. He doesn't care about the Kiyum B'Leiv. So that's why they couldn't have the Kiyum B'Leiv set afterwards. So they made the Kiyum B'Leiv set first. He says, Lefika chikdimu tkiyas shem yushov, shabi yadua shilo yizalzul ba'osan shall say to brachas. Because he knows they will not be mizalzul on the ones that aren't say to brachas. If everybody wants to be yotze to brachas, that's the main thing is, did I hear the bracha? Was I yotze or the biyotze? Because the biyotze is a very psychologically attractive thing. I was yotze to Mr. Shefa. I wasn't yotze to Mr. Shefa. But the kiyum b'leiv is not. Okay, which is the kiyum b'leiv is really the ikar. But you can't do it with the ma'aseh mitzvah. But for most people, they just want the ma'aseh mitzvah. So that's what the Ron is saying. So if they would have said that you should do the kiyum b'leiv afterwards, nobody would do it. Because who's interested? We yotzer it at home, work out a shul. But so they made the arev es hasatan before for the kiyum b'leiv that people should concentrate on the kiyum b'leiv, and they made al seder brachais because they want, so there won't be mazalzel. So it comes out. I mean, agav orcha, it comes out that they are yotzer already the mitzvah. But the only thing they're missing is what. Is the Seder is on the Kiyum Tkiyas al Seder Brachas. In other words, what the Ron is saying is, since most people think in terms of the framework of Kiyum HaMitzvah alone, that's all they're concerned about. So if you left it alone, so they do it al Seder Tefillah, al Seder Brachas, but all they'd be concerned about is being Yotzei the Mitzvah. And they would be Yotzei the Mitzvah, but the Kiyum B'Leiv would be lost. So that's why they had to make a separate set of Tkiyas for the Kiyum B'Leiv. So they really should have made it after the Shemon Esrei, right after the Seder Brachas. But then people wouldn't do it anymore because they know they're Yotz already. So they made it before, so everyone should know, these are the Tkiyas for Kiyum B'Leiv, and they have in mind Lahav Rev HaSatan. Okay, so the Kiyum B'Leiv of Kol Shofar comes first, and then they won't be mezalzel in the tkiyas, I'll say the brachas, because that they naturally won't be mezalzel, because they know that it goes with tefillah. So what do they have? So they have the kiyum tkiyas, I'll say the brachas, without the kiyum of the mitzvah, because the kiyum of mitzvah they have already before, with the irv as a satan set, with the kiyum b'leiv, So they separated out, they had to separate. They, in order to have the kol shofar, in other words, they'd rather have the kol shofar without the kiyum tefillah, but the kiyum b'leiv of kol shofar, okay, rather than have the kol shofar with the kiyum tefillah without the kiyum b'leiv. So they had no choice, they had to do it this way. So they had to forfeit the kiyum mitzvasa together, simultaneous with the kiyum seder brachas, that they couldn't manage that. That's the only way they worked out. So now they have the kiyum b'leiv and then the kiyum al seder brachas. But the kiyum al seder brachas is not the kiyum mitzvah anymore because they're yotzei mitzvah. But you have no choice. It would have been better if it was the other way. But because why? Like Teisva says, because since the kiyum b'leiv is really an expression of the kedushas hayom, that's the whole kedushas hayom. Malchus, Zechonus, and Shofros, but and it should be introduced by Tefillah. But that's very nice when you're talking about Seder Advarim, Midoraisa, how it should be, the perfect Seder. But since the Hamonam is not up to it, so they'll miss the whole Kiyum B'Lev altogether. So that's why they had to have the Kiyum B'Lev separate and before. So they shouldn't lose the Kiyum B'Lev. You're lacking the proper introduction in Seder, but it's more important at least to have the Kiyum B'Lev. Otherwise, most people are just concerned about was a Yetzer Mitzvah, was a not Yetzer Mitzvah. So they won't even do it. Even if you made a Seder afterwards, they wouldn't do it. Because they don't care about that. So that's why they have to. That's why they had to do it this way. That's what Ron's saying. That's why they had no choice. So they had to forfeit the natural entrance of the shofar, when it really naturally should appear, natural appearance of the shofar, when it should really appear after the annunciation of Yishei Yom Aldei Tefillah. They had to forfeit that. Because otherwise the whole Kiyum B'Lev would be gone. The whole Kiyum B'Lev would be gone, which is essential, so they had to do it before. That's what the Ran is saying. Yeah, that's right. It would be a nice Seder, but the essence will be missing. You're missing the essence. So that's why they had to forfeit the Seder in order to have the essence of the thing, which is the Kiyum B'Lev. Okay, that's what the Ran is saying. You could say La'arviv as a satan means, but that's similar to the Yerushalmi, the second time. That La'arviv as a satan means to get him into the frame of mind so when he hits the tefillah, he's already machnia as yetzer. I mean, you could say that, but that's not what the Ran is saying. I don't say there's wrong with that pshat. It's a good pshat. For the second time, it's a good pshat. I mean, in Yerushalmi, he has a concept like that. But I'm just saying what the Ran is saying. The Ran seems to be saying, according to the Ran, it seems to be saying that Tkiyas to Miyushov is as if you announce, now we're going to do Tkiyas L'Arvav as a Satan. And that's why he says you've placed them before, and that's why they're Miyushov. Okay? So everybody should know it's L'Arvav as a Satan. But I agree with you. I mean, you don't have to learn that way. You could learn L'Arvav as a Satan means that the second time he's able to concentrate on Shviras HaYetzer. So you do it first, simply to be Yotzei, and the second time he concentrates on Achnas HaYetzer. Okay, but that's it. In other words, according to the Ran, that's what it means literally. You have to take the group of people, sit them down, and tell them this is L'Arvav as a Satan. You have to explain to them plain and simple. Tkiyas to Miyushev. This is the purpose of Tzkiyas Miyushev. That's what the Ran is learning. And they can't concentrate on two things. It's true they'll be Yotze, but that's just happenstance they'll be Yotze. Why shouldn't they be Yotze if they had in mind Lachnias and Yetzer? They're not going to be Yotze. I mean, they'll be Yotze. But they don't understand that kind of a thing. You see, they don't understand. If you didn't do that in Tefillah, they'd only have in mind to be Yotze. And that's it. And then I do it afterwards. Afterwards, no one's going to show up. That's the Ran. The boy wants me a nice raya for the Tzkiyas to Miyushev that it's Lachnias HaYetzer. Because you say all those psukim before. Why do you say all those psukim before? You don't say psukim before until Zlulav, right? But the answer is good raya. That's probably the source of the minute. That Menametzer Karosiko, Sosanoch Elam Rasecho, all those psukim. All those psukim. What? Seconds and decimal base. Okay. Amilachar. So entice Amilachar and Yoloskovitz Filik Makin Amachis Chorin Shishel for us Kashrak Hashakarak. I call Chavachai. Can he let me suffer the Yavo? Okay. So we learned that you Yotzer already the Chavas a Mitzvah, and the only reason you do it again, you do it twice, is Larva as a Sutton. Larva Sutton means the Kiyum B'Lev can't take place till the second time. Right, because that's the way the Yetzer is. And the first time is what's the lashon there? Bavlo, bavlo. But the second time, so the person already is in the idea of the Kiyum B'Lev because of the geula, the tkiyah shel geula. Right. So Taisva says that still the Kiyum B'Lev you should do malchus and malchus ran shafros. You should do tashrat and tarat. Okay.
Why?
Because of the Kiyum B'Lev. Kiyum B'Lev on each one. I mean, that's the Kiyum B'Lev is three times on each one. That's suffered the Rabbi Yavo. So you should treat the Kiyum B'Lev just like you treat the the mitzvah itself.
Kiyum
B'Lev of the mitzvah. Okay. That's Lachar what Taisa is saying. All right. So Taisa says, "Ubaorach pirish shayu osen came, shepirish baorach orev." What is that? Holein? What's it? Dollar, silver. Dollar. Orev the holein. The machmirin. The token. Shloshim kiriyatsvin, shloshim lachash, shloshim lasedar. Can I get mea pious to payim it a sisra? Okay. So, Taisu says the aruch was, according to the aruch, that's exactly what they do. Right? But really, the aruch doesn't say exactly what Taisu's, what you'd expect Taisu's to say. Because Taisu's doesn't have anything about the shloshim lachash. Right? So it's a little, because we're learning in Taisus, the Kiyum B'Lev is supposed to be introduced, the Tkiyas are supposed to be introduced, the Kedushas Hayom is supposed to introduce the Tkiyas, because then it gives a basis for the Tkiyas. That's the Mechayev. We're learning Taisus like we're straight. So, in other words, the proper framework for the Kiyum Shofar is really the mentioning of the Kedushas Hayom. Once you bring in the Kedushas Hayom now, you should express the Shofar, which is an expression of Kedushas Hayom. Yom Tzur Yelacha. So he split up the tkiyas between the Chavas on Mitzvah and the Kiyum B'Lev, but now it's the Kiyum B'Lev, so you should have all the expressions of the tkiyas. Okay, it should follow suit. It should follow suit. So Taisu says that the Aruch did it that way. But not exactly, because the Aruch added 30 in the Tfilah B'Lachash, and it added the 10 at the end. Right? Yeah. So it's not exactly. But Taisu says that that's exactly the Aruch. Okay? So what's the Pshat in Taisu? It's 100. Taisu doesn't talk about 100. Taisu just talks about the fact that in Malchus, Chernus, and Shofaris, you should do all the Tkiyas. So why does he say that the Aruch is exactly that way? It's not exactly that way. So, yeah. So it's a little bit different. But Taisu is saying that's exactly the Aruch. Because Taisus is showing you that the Aruch held that the Kiyum B'Lev should be all the Tkiyas. So the Aruch expanded the Kiyum B'Lev one step further, that the Kiyum B'Lev should include Imei D'Sisra. So that the idea of Imei D'Sisra, with the whole concept, even though she was a Rasha, but she expresses to the greatest degree the concept of the fantasy, because she was a Rasha, concept of the fantasy and the breakdown of the fantasy. So that's why it's Imei D'Sisra. It's an amazing thing that in Rosh Hashanah we mention in Russia. Tkiyas are tied to Russia. It's an interesting thing. Only you have something like that. See? Because that is the expression of the greatest fantasy and the breakdown of the fantasy. That's what she went through. So that's the appropriate. So the Aruch added that not only the Tkiyas, but even the source of Imei D'Sisra. So the idea of Imei D'Sisra is a Kiyum B'Lev. So Taisva says, but that's exactly the Aruch. Because the Aruch says, if you're doing the Kiyum B'Lev, so which is Mea Paye, the Paye Medesis, so you should have all the expressions. So that's why Taisva is bringing a right from the Aruch. Okay? So the Aruch added a Kiyum B'Lev in Tfilah B'Lachash too, because and that's appropriate also. And Tfilah B'Lachash, you introduce the Kedushas Hayom B'Lachash. So the moment you introduce the Kedushas Hayom, then it's appropriate to have the Kiyum B'Lev. So the Aruch said the Kiyum B'Lev, you can have the Kiyum B'Lev then too. So it's Yom Teruah, it's the Kedushas Hayom. So the Aruch took the idea of the Kiyum B'Lev to the full extent, and it insisted on the Kiyum B'Lev should have all the kolos. So Taisva says that's the biggest raya, exactly like we're saying. Okay. Yeah. So the 10 afterwards is in order to bring an Imei D'Sisra. So it should be Mea Paya. Okay. What do you mean? No, because Taisus is right. Because if you're going to introduce it properly, so when you daven biyachidus means betzibur, but when you daven in tefillah b'lachash, so you're introducing the Kedushas Hayom. The moment you introduce the Kedushas Hayom, So you mentioned the Kedusha Yom, so now is the time for the Kiyum B'Leif. So you could have the Kiyum B'Leif of the Yom Teruah. And then the 10 at the end is to tie in the whole system to Imei D'Sisra, which is the greatest Kiyum B'Leif to understand the idea from Imei D'Sisra. Okay? That's what Teis says, that the Aruch is Pirish Lasas Kain, even though it's a little different, but it's the same idea, basically. That the Kiyum B'Leif demands all the expressions of Shofar. Okay?
But the firm of Kiyum B'Leif, even though you don't get it, it's still...
No, the Kiyum B'Leif you get before... The moment you introduce the Kedusha Sayom, so now you come in with the Shofar and the Kiyum B'Leif of Shofar. So, since it's Kiyum B'Leif, so it's appropriate to introduce it even Tefillah B'Lachash, because you're enunciating the Kedusha Sayom. So, the Tefillah B'Lachash functions as a basis to introduce the Kiyum B'Leif of the Tekiyas. So then that's why it's appropriate at that moment to bring in the tekiyas for the Kiyum B'Leif. So you bring it in the Kiyum B'Leif once, the moment you mention the Kedusha Yom B'Lachash, and then again, because it's Yom Teruah, so you can have the Kiyum B'Leif again, and then the last 10 you do to tie everything up to the Kiyum B'Leif of the Imei D'Sisra. So that's the Kiyum B'Leif par excellence. That's the Aruch. According to the Aruch, if you didn't do the 10 at the end, you still would have the Kiyum B'Leif with Tefillah B'Lachash. Whenever you introduce Kedusha Yom, that's the foundation of the concept of the Kiyum B'Leif. So, therefore, even though Yotzei Chavos HaMitzvah already, but now the Kiyum B'Leif, Yotzei in Tefillah B'Lachash, Yotzei in the Tefillah
V'Shatz. So that's also over Tosfos.
It's not exactly Imei D'Sisra 100 times. Let's say she did Genuch HaGanah, she did 100 Shvarim. She didn't do any Tekiyas. But it means the number brings you the idea of the Imei D'Sisra.
What I'm asking is,
the Tekiyas also, because the Tekiyah gets the shame cold, the way we explained from the Torah. That's good, it's good. It's even better. Okay, good. But he says, so how do they do the 10 at the end? The Ilein Asara Inun, Kishagomen Kolatfila, Kol Tekiyah the Yechidoi. So at the end, the Yechidim did it. Everybody blew their own shofar. Mizboil mihavi asora, tashrat tashat tarat. So it must be 10 v'heim mea. It would seem from the plain lashon of Tosfos you need the number mea. You need and that's the plain shot in Tosfos. Okay, the way now let me tell you something. The Rav said a beautiful thing here. Hanach told me over. Now why in the end was it yichidoi? Why couldn't you have the shots do the last time? So the Rebbe asked the question, why is the 10 at the end Yechidah? Why did Yochid have to do it?
So, he might not have been able to be tied into something.
So the Rebbe wanted to say like this. He said, because the other ones are a Kiyum. So you could be Motzi, it's a Kiyum, it could be Motzi the Tzibor, because it's a Kiyum and Tefillah. So since it's a Kiyum and Tefillah, so the shots could be Motzi. But the last 10 are not. So the last 10, the shots couldn't be motzi.
First
10? What? Because he wants to say, you can't say Shemei Kona on that. You can say Shemei Kona if there's a kiyum. So if it's in the tefillah, so it's a kiyum in the tefillah. So the shots could be motzi. But at the end of the tefillah, it's not a kiyum anymore. So now the shots can't be motzi anymore. So therefore, you need the yachid to do it in order to have the kiyum b'leif. There's no substrate to be mitzaref. Okay, that if it's in tefillah, the shots could be motzi because it's part of tefillah, so he could be motzi you. It's a kiyum and tefillah. But if it's at the end, you just want to make mea kolos, so the shots can't be motzi. He has no foundation to be motzi on. So that's why the Rav said that he introduced the idea of Tashrat at the end three times, because since he's doing it Beneshima Achas, so he's being Motzi. The shots could be Motzi because it's a Kiyum of Neshima Achas. It's a different Shita. But the Gematria sometimes you could have more. For instance, 10 Psukim, so we hold that even if you do 11 and 12 is also good, as long as you have the number. Right? Yeah. So, okay. Let's go for the Minik Shalanu Hayatmi Rabbeinu Tam. The Kashrak Shamalchi is for Kashrak, the Zachronos for Karak, the Shofro, Sosrin says Tati the Sasri. Why the Igonach the Yalu Kulu Boilamavit Kashrak? The Ganach Lechud Kulu Balum Yavet Kashak. The Yalil Kulu Karak. The Hinig Rabbeinu Tam Bim Kalmenu Litkoa Gama Zachronos Veshofros Kashrak Kamob Malchius. The Hashta Nafik Mikol Sveke Vilek Ela Hefsik. Ubachi Sagi Shlolashanas Aminig Biyoser. Darmin and Shamatesh Kis Betes Shos Biyam is Yatzah. Okay, there's a lot here in the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, I mean, what's funny in the Rabbeinu Tam at first sight is he changed the minig anyways. So, I mean, so what does he mean you shouldn't be Mishana the minig biyoser? I mean, he got rid of the minig. It's not the same minig anyways. You know, I mean, that's one funny thing here in Taisvis. But another thing in Taisvis is very strange in Taisvis is the way the Rabbeinu Tam expresses himself. Because Taisvis already said that you need kashrak, kashak, karak in each one. So what did Rabbeinu Tam add that if it's genuchi ganach, I mean, what is going through the whole thing again? I mean, we know, it's takana Rabbi Avo is mesakim b'kisri, what do you call it, tashrat, tashat, tarat. And that's what Taisvis is talking about. So you need all of them. So what does Rabbeinu Tam introduce now? If it's genuchi ganach, so you can't be yulul yol. And if it's genuchi ganach and yulul yol, and he expresses each one individually. I mean, why did Rabbeinu Tam why do you have to do that? I mean, what is Rabbeinu Tam saying? I mean, Taisvis already said, you need all three. I mean, we know Rabbi Yavo already. What did Rabbeinu Tam introduce new? He has to go through the whole thing. Ganach v'yol, that's the whole Gemara, that we know this. He just should have continued from before. That you need kashrak, kashak, karak. Taisvis already explained that. What did Rabbeinu Tam add here? He goes through the whole thing from the beginning. Do you know what I mean? That's very strange in Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is saying something new here. So what is he adding? I mean, Taisvis already explained. You need kashrak, kashak. We know that from Rabbi Avol. He goes back as if it's the original suffix. If it's this, so then you need kashrak. And if it's this, you need kashak. If not, you need kashrak. I mean, we know this already. What is the Rabbeinu Tam adding here? There's something new in the Rabbeinu Tam here. What's new in the Rabbeinu Tam? You know what I mean? And he says, Hoya Tamiya. Apparently there's something in the Tamiya here in Rabbeinu Tam. It's a Tamiya. Because there's Sasri Adavi. You see, he introduces another, there's Sasri. Not simply that you need Kashrak, Kashak, Karak, but there's a Stira here. That's what bothered Rabbeinu Tam. If it wasn't Sasri Adadi, apparently he wouldn't be so upset about the minig. If it was all Kashrak, he'd let it go. If it was all Kashak, he wouldn't have this problem. All Karak, he wouldn't have the problem either. You see? You hefsik and ayotze. What? It's only a hefsik. Yeah, well, that he wants to bring from Shama Tesha Tkias. All right, well, you have to get into that also. What he means by that?
Rabbi Avohu said,
yeah.
Because he wanted to be able to
teach it, it would be a hefsek. So what does Rabbeinu Tam answer? So now Rabbeinu Tam says it's a hefsek, so it's no good. So what does Rabbeinu Tam answer? I mean, the whole Rabbeinu Tam is difficult. His Tmi is difficult, and he goes back to the whole source of Genuchi Ganach, and then his answer of it's only a hefsek. So the only hefsek, so why did Rabbi Avohu say that you need kashrak, kashak, karak? Right? Hefsek and ayetzer. Yeah. So I think that there's an underlying premise in the Rabbeinu Tam that you need here. And the underlying premise in Rabbeinu Tam is that there's two halachas in Tkiyas Shofar. One halacha in Tkiyas Shofar is you need Shofar to be Yotzi Dechavoso. Okay, and that you need Kashrak, Kashak, Karak. And that's what Taisvis is concerned about in the beginning of Taisvis. But there's a separate halacha in Tkiyas of Sidur Tkiyos. You're being misadar the tkios of Nea Makom. So, just like by tefillah. Okay, by tefillah is a lach of sidur dvarim in tefillah. So that's why if a person used, that's why Anshe Knesset Gedola came in, because they didn't have a good lashon like the Rambam says. So, lifnei hamakom, to have a presentation that's not appropriate, that's a chasaran in the Seder Tkiyas. In the Seder Tkiyas. That's why you say, Iskabel, and Aresh Yisuf Haseinu, Iskabel Brachim Ratzon, Seder Malchu Yaseinu, Seder Zichron Haseinu, Seder Shofar Haseinu. So it's a pre-Iskabel, that the Sidur Dvarim of the Tkiyas should be mekubel and merutzel of namakom. So in tkiyas, there's a halacha of sida dvarim, just like in tefillah. So you got the shmeya kol shofa mazin truva and namalach. It's just like tefillah. It's just like tefillah. So the Rabbeinu Tam, apparently, that's what disturbed the Rabbeinu Tam. That to have a sidur dvarim, which is a tarti de sasri, can't be right. That's what's wrong with it. That's why it says, Val minageinu, are you Rabbeinu Tam? What's the lesson, Tesis? Yeah,
Tmei
Rabbeinu Tam. It's a tmiya because he wouldn't step in if it didn't lack in the sidur dvarim. Then it's the old question of Malchus Acharnas Shofros. I'm sorry, Tashrat, Tashrat, Tarat. Okay? But Rabbeinu Tam saw something new here, a new problem. Skabal Barachim Rasan and Seder Malchus Yesenu, and Seder Zacharnasenu and Seder Shofrosenu, I mean, the Tati de Sasri. So where is the Sida Dvorim? Is it Tati de Sasri? That's intolerable. Okay? That's what Rabbeinu Tam spells out. Eginuchi Ganach. This way. But you're presenting a stira. Stira, you can't. There's not going to be any ritzui and a skabel on a tati desasri. That's what bothered me. Rabbeinu Tam apparently wouldn't have been moved to change the minig. What bothered him about the minig is there has to be a wrong minig, because you can't have a seder dvarim which is a tati desasri. That's what bothered Rabbeinu Tam. That's why it says val minageinu tmiya. What's like?
Tmiya
Rabbeinu Tam. That's the Tmiya. That's why he moved in. He said it can't be. That has to be wrong.
That's
why
he explains it.
He's showing you Tata Sasri. Tata Sasri can't be, you can't have a Sida Dvarim, a Sida Tkiyas. And a Sida Dvarim, if it involves a Tata Sasri, it's not appropriate. You see? That's Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam introduced something new. He said, one problem is how you do it because you should have three. Okay, that's a problem. But there's a worse problem. Problem is there's a tata de sasri here. Tata de sasri is not good. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam said that the minig you have to change. Must change the minig. Okay? So what did Rabbeinu Tam do? So he introduced kashrak three times. Right? I kashrak three times, you have the problem of hefsik, so that's no good either. So Rabbeinu Tam says, no, because you have Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Shama teshet kiyas b'teshios b'yom is yotza. Right? That means that you hear the first hour you hear tkiya, then trua, and then tkiya. Of course, now you have to change it because you can't do it that way because it's not going to work. Because shama teshet kiyas is going on the idea that trua is one sound. Okay, so now we know from Rabbi Avoh, so you have to adjust it. Okay, it'd have to be more tkiyas. You know, not like you'd have to blow tkiya, shvarim trua tkiya. 30 kolos. It couldn't be. It wouldn't be one every hour. Okay, but that's a side point. But meantime, Rabbi Yechanan didn't have to express himself that way because he expressed the basic halacha. Okay, but what do you see from Rabbeinu Tam? How did Rabbeinu Tam learn the Rabbi Yechanan? He learned, and how did he learn Rabbi Avoho? So apparently he learned that the hefsik is not because it's a kol acher, like we learned, but because it's a hefsik zman. It's a hefsik zman. So when Rabbi Avoho said that you can't do tashrat, the Gemara says, why? Because osi shvar mafsik bein tkiel etrua, and Asi Trua Mafsik Ben Shram Latkiya. So it's not a hefsik of Kol Acher like we learned all along, but it's a hefsik Zman. It's not immediately Tkila Fonel and Tkila Acherel. So Rabbeinu Tam says, but you see that B'dievid Yotze Kointer Rabbi Yechanan. So hefsik Zman is not Ma'akev. So Rabbi Avoh is only Lechatchila. So Lechatchila, all right, so you don't have the Lechatchila. You see, but that's the way it tastes. That's how Rabbeinu Tam learned. Apparently, what we were talking about all along, that it's a kol acher, a kol shofar. If you're in Seder Shvarim, is trua a kol? Or if you're in Seder trua, is Shvarim a kol? Apparently, Rabbeinu Tam learned the other way, that it's not a kol. So it's not a kol acher. So the only problem is that there's a hefsek zman. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. So it comes out to machlokas Rishonim, actually. That very idea that we discussed in the beginning is machlokas Rishonim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if you're in Seder Shvarim, there is no kol lacha. So it's not a hefsek kol. It's a hefsek zman. Because you don't have tequila for now, tequila acharel. That's where Rabbeinu Tam has to be learning. If you take a look at the rush, it becomes clear that way. Take a look. Lama Tesman off in the rush. Daf Lama Tesman off in the top air rush. The Hinhig Rabbeinu Tam Litkoa Bezachronos Ubishofros Kashrak Mog Mamachius Tahashtan Nafik Mikol Sveiki Vileka Ela Hefsik Ukidesh Lo Lashanas as a minik Beyoser Lo Chayshinin Lahefsik To Akaimalan Shoma Teshit Kius Betesha Shos Beyom is Yatza. And then the rush goes on. Rabbeinu Avya, the Ravya, Kosov Hashem Rivor, Doho, the Tikkun Rabavo, Kashrak, Kashak, Karak, Lo Bishfil Shehefsik, Shehifsik, Bishahiyo, El Bishfil Shehifsik, Seidat Kias, Bekol Acher. The Boinim Pshutul of Fonel, Pshutul Acherel, Below Hefsik, Kol Acher. You see? So apparently that's the way they're learning the Rabbeinu Tam. And that's the correct way to learn Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, they disagreed with Rabbeinu Tam. They didn't offer him his Eitzah because you still have kol achar, so you're not going to be yotze altogether. Okay? But shoma teshet kios, the teshet shows biyom you yotze. Why? Because there's no kol achar. Okay?
So Rabbeinu Tam learned it's not a kol achar.
That's not saying. Oh, so why do Rabbi Avo say that you shouldn't do it that way? Because lechatchila. It's only lechatchila then. I mean, you have to say that. You have to say that according that since it's lechatchila, so why aren't you yotzei in tashrat and yotzei ready now? Tashrat and tarat, there's nothing to be yotzei. So the answer is you must say that he was mesakein tashrat, tashrat and tarat. So everybody knows he machavein in tashrat for tashrat, and shelo lotzei is tashrat, and shelo lotzei is tarat. So therefore you have the lechatchila without the hefsek. That's what you have to say. It's a very good point. So what's the idea of lechatchila? What's the idea of lechatchila? What do you mean? The answer is what we said before, because there's a halacha of sidur dvarim and sidur tkiyas. Seidah malchu yaseinu. Skabo barachman. So therefore, if you do it with a hefsik, it lacks in the Sidur Dvarim. Because the Sidur Dvarim, the appropriate Sidur Dvarim, is tequila for now and tequila acharel without a hefsek. If you're mafsek, it shows the gavra is lacking. So it's lacking in the Sidur Lefnei HaMakom. That's what's lacking in. So that's why lechatchila, there shouldn't be any hefsek according to Rabbeinu Tam.
Okay.
Right. So apparently Rabbeinu Tam is saying like this, that if it's a stira, yeah, so it's an impossibility of sidur dvarim. Because it's a tie to the sasri. But if it's not so perfect, it lacks because of the gavras of mafsik, and he's not as zohir in the mitzvah, should be tequila for now, tequila achara, it lacks in the sidur dvarim that way, that's tolerable. That's tolerable. So what? But now can we get a little bit more precise from Rabbeinu Tam? What does mean shlo lashanos as a minig biyoser? I mean, you got rid of the minig already. It's not the minig anymore. So why? I mean, what is he? The minig's gone. So what do you mean? It's not the minig anymore. So why don't you already institute it properly? Tashrat, tashat, tarat. And each one. Like Taisa says. Right? Yeah. I mean, it is true that it's not as bad. But you broke the minig already anyways. And it's not really ideal. So once you got rid of the minig, why don't you make it the ideal Seder? What is he afraid of? L'shanas as a minig biyosa.
What would be the ideal Seder?
The ideal Seder would be Tashrat, Tashat. Like Taisa says, do all three. Just like Rabbi Avon.
In each
one. And Malchias and Zechronos and Shofros. Right? It could be that Rabbeinu Tam was concerned about being Mishana the Minig for the Tzibor. So you have to take into consideration the Tzibor. So you shouldn't be Mishana Biyosa. Okay, it should be Mishana. Mishana B'Yosef is totally in the Das of the Tzibor. The Das of the Tzibor looks as a total innovation. So you shouldn't do that. If it's necessary because it's a Tate de Sastri, so you have no choice. But if it's not the ideal Sidur Dvarim, okay, but you have to be concerned about the Hamon Am. And the Hamon Am is expecting to hear one set. They're not expecting to sit through three. So, yeah.
That bothers them also.
Yeah, longer. And maybe another possibility here. I'm borrowing from the idea we one time had in the rush, and with regard to Shehiyah, that in Horoah there's Tochacha also. So if you Mishana the Minig, you're really being Mochiach the Tzibur that they did something wrong. You see? So if it's a Tata de Sasri, you have no choice. But if they really didn't do anything so wrong, because really there's Tircha de Tzibura, and versus the ideal Seder Dvarim. So it wasn't really such a wrong thing that they did. So you shouldn't be Mishana the Minig B'Yoser, because then what you're doing is you're saying that they were totally erroneous. But actually, there's no room to say they were totally erroneous over here. If it's a Tata de Sasri, you have no choice. It's totally erroneous. But if they were weighing the perfect Sidur Dvarim against the problem, the phenomenon of Tircha de Tzibura, so maybe they weren't so wrong. That had two considerations. So maybe Rabbeinu Tam means that there's a true reason why you shouldn't be Mishana the Minig B'Yosef. Not simply because of the Hamon Am, but because they're not completely wrong. And to be Mishana the Minig completely would imply that they're totally erroneous. But they're not. They're only erroneous insofar as Tata de Sasri. But the idea itself is not a total error. So you shouldn't be Mishana the Minig B'Yoser, which would imply that they were totally erroneous. You should really keep part of the idea that they were right about, which is that there's a Tircha de Tzibura versus the perfect Sidur. So they had to forego the perfect Sidur. So you shouldn't really change the Minig completely, because that would imply that they were totally wrong. But they weren't totally wrong. Could be. This way you're being matzdik the Chachmei Hador that introduced the minig, that you shouldn't completely say they're wrong if there's no reason to, unless you really know they're wrong. But if they're not totally wrong, you should be matzdik the Chachmei Hador that were masakin that, insofar as they were right. So if you're Mishana B'Yoser, so you're saying they were completely wrong. This way you're saying they were right, but there was one mistake. And so it's not a complete undoing of what the Chachmei Hador did.
Even though he holds, seems like he would have done it.
Apparently he holds that he himself would have been Matriach the Tzibor. But they're not crazy, and that's right. So you have no right to say they're crazy, even though you disagree with them. But since there's a makom for what they were doing, so insofar as what they were doing was right, you should be matzdik the minig. So therefore, you shouldn't be Mishana B'Yosa to imply that they're completely wrong. So it could be. I don't know which one is right in Rabbeinu Tam. Is it because he wanted to retain for the Hamon Am, or is it because of his concern that you shouldn't say that the Chachmei Hador were completely wrong when there's a svar to say that part of what they were doing was right? So you should be Matzik the Medic. So Mishana B'Yosa is that they were completely off. They weren't completely off, and so far as we have to adjust it, we adjust it. But they weren't completely erroneous. So you have to take into consideration, in being Mishana and Minig, the covet of the Chachmei Hador that instituted the Minig. You're taking into consideration the halachic element of Tircha de Tzibura, and you're being matzdik the basic idea. But your hurrah is in line with that idea. Of course, the best way would have been kashra kashra karak. But you're adjusting it because it's tied to the sasari.
That
yes.
That much you are accusing.
That much, yeah. That much you are, because you can't help yourself. You can't help yourself, right? Because it's tied to the sasari. If Rabbi Natan was starting a minig, so then he would do it his way, like Taisva says. But he's not starting. There's already a given minig already. So we can't just say they were completely erroneous.
Does that mean that he
wasn't? Yeah, if it were three tashas, Rabbi Natan would have changed it also. But he's expressing what the difficulty inherent in this minig is. This is the bad part of it. So he expresses it properly. Tarta Sasri, that's it. The Machaber brings down a minig of doing Tashrat three times for Malchius, Tashat three times for Zichronos, and Tarat three times for Shofros. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that this is a minig zar, must be a tarsa tfas there, he says, because it should be tashrat, tashat, tarat. But the Gruh says, the Gruh explains why the Machaber says, interesting. Because the Gruh says that there's a Rishon that holds that if you do tashrat, tashat, that you lost the whole Seder. Because you lost the Seder. Because if you go, let's say you do Tashrat, Tashrat, Tashat, Tashrat. So he holds, you got to go back over Tashrat again. Because Tashat is mafsik between the three Tashrats. It's an interesting thing.
That's what we do
with
Mishav, right?
Yes, we do a Mishav. Yeah, Mishav you do it three times, yeah. You don't do Tashrat, Tashat, Tashrat.
So you have mafsik in each three.
That's correct. That's right. So apparently he holds that a hefsik is not in each bava only, but there's a hefsik if you don't have the tashrats, if you don't have the kiyum mitzvah of shofar. It's a hefsik in the kiyum mitzvah of shofar, because the kiyum mitzvah is tashrat three times. So now you're being mafsik with the bava achar bein tayim. So the Gruh says that's why the Machaber did tashrat, 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 tashat, 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 tarat, tarat, tarat. They said it wasn't a mistake in the
Machaber.
Yeah, I think Rabbeinu Yoel, he says. Quotes Rabbeinu Yoel. Because on the halacha in the Machaber, the Machaber actually paskins the other way. But he says, but because of the machlekes, so that's why that was the base of the minhag. Yeah, wasn't there Ram was mashma like that? The Ram's like that. The Ram was mashma. According to the Machaber, the right way, because you're going to miss out one of the three, two of the three, you're going to miss out. So, according to the Machaber, the real right way would be three tashrats, three tashats, three tarats, and malchias, and the zacharias, and the shofas. And the Ram is mashma like that. What was Lashon Ram over there? Bedinu, right? So, Yaakov wants to justify the Machaber from a different reason. That the tkiyas, if you do it the way the Machaber does it, so at least you have a Seder tkiyas that was introduced with the Kedushas Hayom of Tefillah. It's true you don't have the kiyam, malchias, zacharias, and shofras. But at least you have a Seder tkiyos. At least you have a say. So why can't you? I don't understand. One second. If that's the case, so why can't you? So what's wrong if you have Tashrat spread out over three? Now you have to say what the Gruh says. You have to say what the Gruh says. That the reason why the Machaber did it was because he's choshesh for Shitas Rabbeinu Yoel, that a hefsik is in term of kiyum mitzvah also. And that's what the Gruh says. Actually, in other words, he says k'sasli t'tam, because in other words, in terms of the kiyum tkiyas in the malchias, the zichronos, the shofros, that you're not going to have. You're just going to have a kiyum deraisa of shofar that's introduced with the kedushas hayom of tefillah. That's what you're going to have. That's what he's saying. So they had to forego the kiyum malchias, zichronos, and shofros, but they wanted to keep the kiyum deraisa of tkiyas that should be introduced with the kedushas hayom. So that you have. That's what Taisus means. V'em tomar hanach yeshiva hechi nafa katanya. We're back to Taisus. Matanya b'sof perik sof pirkin tkiyas abrachus rishon yom kippur matva zuzu alma be'idin slusa boila miavid. But boil me of it, okay? So Taisus love pirchay. The afgav the mashmam mitach pirchay kunchist in berchol takotak vlo berch pirch malchus lechernas shofros. That it's ma'akev EF Shalom Akane. The Tanya Kaman, Stay Yoris, Bachas Token, Bachas Mavarchim, Kishihul Hole, Chalk Makam Shitokin, Bain Hoch Makam Shimavarchim, Udnamish Bihakar Nizdam Nalo Shofar, Mashma Shibelo Shofar, Yachalavarch, with Kis Brachas Mark for Zuzu, Heinish at Kis Mark for Zuzu, Vabrachos Mark for Zuzu, Kishimavarch Malchi, Sachronis for Shofar, Shivarch Shlushdan. Allah Yavar Kla. The Chain Tkiyas Shvarm Truas. Im Baki Beshlashtan Yiska. The Im Lav Lo Yiska. Okay. So the Rav answered the Kash on Rashi. Because Rashi says that the Brachos and Tkiyas and Makvo Zuzu. But Taisus is right. It's against all the Gemaras. So the Rav said, no, Makvo Zuzu means in the special Kiyum of brachos and tkiyas. That brachos and tkiyas create one kiyum, and that kiyum it's ma'akev. But not that's ma'akev itself. Yeah, you have the mitzvah of shofar, you have the mitzvah of brachos. But you don't have the kiyum yachat. That's what the Gemara means ma'akevos. Okay? That's in line with what the Rav said, that it's a kiyum deraisa if you do shtam yachat, according to Rashi. Okay. Yeah, you know, so Aaron raised the question, why in Taisus says by Brachas, he says, we understand Malchus Achron Shofar Sivarach Shloshdan Olo Yavarach Klal, because one Brach will be Bechol Vatala. But when it comes to the Tkiyas, he says that V'chein Tkiyas Shvarim Truos and Baki B'Shloshdan Yiska and Lav Lo Yiska. I mean, why does he have to be Bucky and Shvarim and Shua? Let's say he only knows Shvarim. So let him blow three sets of Shvarim. So this will be Yotzei according to one Suffolk. Or he knows Truos. And the Rush has the exact same Lushan. Shlushdan means Tkia, Shvarim, and Shua. So he can't blow unless he knows those three. If he just knows Shua and Tkia, no good. I let him blow Tkiya, Trua, Tkiya three times. It'll be other, at least it'll be Yotze one side of the Suffolk. The Suffolk will be Yotze. Yeah, the Ran and Daf Yed Alfam Bez and Dap Be'arif. So he says on the bottom of Damrin, Tzkiyas Mak Vezu Azu, Hanamila de Tashrat. Loma Shem Eina Yochal Lassos Kol HaSimin, Eina Osa Mekcesa, V'chein Tashat, V'chein Tarat. Aval Tashrat, Tashat, V'Tarat, Ein Makvin Zezeh, V'Myod Lassos Echad Mehem, Oshnayim, Osa, Buvad Sheyasa Kol HaSinan. V'Taim Adem Osa Meshem, V'Tchil Al HaSofek Einasan. V'Em Yisei Lahai, Lesa Lahai. V'Efsha Osan Sheyasa, Hu Iker. That's right, that's right. That's the Ran, that's the Ran's, Mechavim to the Ran. Now, we mentioned the possibility that there's two ways to interpret why Tkiyas Shofar is not you're not over the Shvus. Either because Tkiyas Shal Mitzvah is not the Shvus, because it's a different type of Tkiyah, so it's not Hashmas Kol, or else Tzorach HaMitzvah is Docha the Shvus. So maybe Taisus holds that if it's not a Mitzvah Vados, so you can't speak about Tzorach HaMitzvah being Docha. So it would be usher to do because the Shvus would still be in place. So the Shvus would prevent you from doing the Suffolk Deraisa. It's a logical possibility, but it is a bit difficult to say that it would be more mistava would seem to say that a Suffolk Deraisa should be Docha the Shvus, just like Vaday. Why wouldn't Suffolk be Docha the Shvus? That's a little difficult. We left out one thing, that Taisa brings down the sheet of Rav Amram Goyen, which is what? Which is like the sheet of the Aruch? Or our sheet? Yeah, Rav Amram Goyen is like Amenig. 40. Ela shekosav de besof meria trua achas b'lot kia. So what is the trua achas b'lot kia? No, so the answer is the trua achas b'lot kia is la'arve v'sasotin. And la'arvev as a sudden, you don't need a tequila for now and tequila chara. You just need la'arvev as a sudden, you just need the coal that has the ideas, and that's the culture. That was the meaning of Rav Amram Gayin. In other words, he held that you should blow a true in the end, la'arev is a sudden. In the end, you don't need the seder. You just need the la'arev is a sudden. You just need the one, the kol trua, which has the ideas of Bechi. That's what Rav Amram Gayin was, Masada. So he wanted to limit it. Because of Tichar Tzibur. So he limited the La'arvev as a Sutton as well. It's a good question. So why didn't Rav Amram Gayin hold the Yotze La'arvev as a Sutton with the Tkiyas with the 30 kolos before? By Tkiyas to Miyushov. Right? So the answer is you must learn the Gemara like this. Lama token kishen yoshvin v'token kishen omdin. So why do the same thing twice? So then it's muchach la'arvev as a Sutton. But if you're doing now that the minig is because of Tichar Tzibur, you only have 10 in the Shemona Esrei and the Tefillah and the brach with the brachos in order to have one deraisa in the proper framework of the Kedushas Hayom. So now you lost the la'arvev as a Sutton because you're doing the first ones to be yotze. You can't be yotze with the second set. So therefore, he blew true la'achareha la'arvev as a Sutton. So the first 30 you're doing now to be yotze. And the 10 you're doing in order to have a kiyum of tkiyas, mitoch tefillah, mitoch brachas. But now you're missing the larva as a sutton because there's nothing extra here. There's nothing extra. So he blew true alachareh larva as a sutton. It's very good. That was his cheshvan. In other words, according to Avraham, I'm going to, he learns like Taisvis, like the Yishalmi. It's not the Taisvis didn't originally do that. It's Yishalmi. So Avraham going to apparently learn the same way. Lama token kishen yoshvin token kishen omdin. So the answer is because the first time is bo'al v'lo bo'al, and then the kiyum b'lev is in tefillah. Okay? So that was perfect, but you have to blow 30 for the kiyum b'lev, otherwise it's unequal. What kind of kiyum b'lev? You're not blowing the tzkiyas anymore. So now the am couldn't tolerate that apparently because of tichar tzibura, so they're not going to listen for the kiyum b'lev anymore. You can't force them. So therefore, that's gone. So now what do? So he left one of each in order to have tkiyas al seder brachas. So yotze is still in the tkiyas to miyushav. And now then you do one for the kiyam of the tkiyas al seder brachas. But now you lost the whole idea of the kiyam b'lev. So in order to at least show that remez yeshbar, that shofar has a kiyam b'lev, so you blow a trua at the end, one trua, which shows the am that shofar is not just a maisa mitzvah. But shofar, you should think into the kiyum b'lev. There's an idea there. That's what he did. The one trua makes it muchach that remez yeshba. So the am knows that. That's true. It's the whole day. It's yom trua. It's the whole day. That's Rav Amram Gayin. And they couldn't get rid of tkiyas to miyush because the am is ready to be yotze. They come to shul. They want to be yotze tkiyas. Because that's the way you set it up already. So you can't get rid of that. I mean, otherwise not going to have any kavanah to be yotze altogether. They won't know what's happening.
You couldn't tell them to be yotze.
Once you set up a system where they come in, they make the bracha, and you blow the tkiyas to be yotze, and they call suffix, like Taisa says. That's the system. So you set up, and you had the tkiyas in the tefillah, which was the kiyum b'lev, it was perfect. But then you had a different hamonah. So you can't take away the tkiyas of the shel mitzvah. I mean, you confuse the whole am. I mean, you don't know what happened there. So you have to leave the tkiyas shel mitzvah the way you will mesader it, and then you minimize at least to have one tkiyas. I'll say to brachos, but you don't want them not to know that shofar is a kiyum b'lev. There's a kiyum b'lev in shofar. They blow one trua, remez yeshba. So the am will know that tkiyas. Tkiyas has a key in belief.
Next year, when it comes around,
next year, I don't know. But that's easy. He's setting up a system. And the Yam will know. They'll know from the. They'll know from the true lachara. That's a Rav Amram. In other words, what Rav Amram Gayin did was at least he salvaged the idea that tkiyas have a key in belief. So he didn't present tkiyas. Without presenting that idea. what Rav Amram Goyen wanted was that in the Seder Tkiyas it should be muchach. From the Seder Tkiyas that there's a key in Belev. That's what he wanted. It should be muchach. So he made it muchach by the true Lacharel.
And there's no shvus on...
No, it's not a shvus because it reflects on the idea of shofar. So you can't, it's not a shvus.
It's like the first way, that's not a shvus called.
Right. The fact that he just did true Lacharel, that's a strange thing. What are you doing true Lacharel? So it's muchach from that there's a key in Belev.
He couldn't do a full thing because
what are you doing? If he did a full set, then you know, what is he doing? What's he accomplishing? What's he doing? Now, he must have blown Shvarim Shul. Yeah. Now, you're right. Now, Tzvi is right. You see that the Tzibur is the most important thing. Either there's one guy, either maybe some people there that are on a higher level. But apparently, you have to be concerned with the Tzibur because there's a Kiyum Tzibur in Tkiyas, Lahala Zichroneim, Lavim Shabbat Shemayim. So you have to, the Tzibur is the main thing here. The whole thing is the Tzibur. It's not a Yachid.
The rest of the year, you
forget. Yeah, other mitzvahs are different, but this mitzvah is a Kiyum Tzibur. So you can't lose that. So at least the Tzibur is on a level where they have a Hakara that Tkiyas Shofar has a key and believe. If you didn't have the Chua Lacharewa, then the whole concept of Tkiyas could have lost their meaning. That Rama Goyen didn't want to happen. So it's very good. There's a remiss for Rav Amram Goyen in our system also. And the Tkiyah Gedola at the end. The Tkiyah Gedola is La'avra Sutton. That's to be Muchach Chibuv Mitzvah La'avra Sutton. That's really the Tkiyah. That's Tkiyah Gedola.
That's the Tkiyah,
yeah. We did a Tkiyah Gedola Lacharewa. I'm not honest, I think. All right, Tesis, we couldn't answer Tesis. I mean, that's difficult. The Tzorah Doctor Boston Shloshim Kol Shem talking b'yeshiva k'shem asayim ha-shlosha k'shrakim ha-maskol ha-kashakim ha-k'shem asayim ha-kashakim ha-maskol ha-karakim lomo li shtei tkiya zuha chazum ha-mano shach yifta b'tkiya achas di ganach v'yolo hara yatsu b'shlosha k'shrak. And he doesn't need tkiya l'fanel v'y ganach l'chud oz tkiya achrona shal k'shrak achron tal lo l'min k'shak. Okay, what does Taisus mean? So Taisus means that it's not just that the Tkiyah Lacharel. In other words, it's not just the Tkiyah Lacharel as a din in the Maisa Tkiyah. They must have a Maisa Tkiyah Lafanel and a Maisa Tkiyah Lacharel. But it's a din in the cheftza, the rabbanon is a din in the cheftza shel tkiya. That there's a cheftza shel tkiya lefanel and a cheftza shel tkiya lacharel. So therefore, it's a quality. Why? And why did they do that? Because if they didn't do that, so a person might make a mistake and he'll do tkiya shvarim, and he'll think the next tkiya shvarim. And he'll think that the next tkiya could go for both. So they had to create a chaleshem of tkiya lacharel, l'shem lacharel, and a tkiya l'shem lefanel. So they made a rabbanon, it's a halacha in the chefza. Made a rice, a halacha in a mice tkiya. Made a rabbanon, it's a din in the chefza. So what's koveya the chefza? The kavanah satakeya. If it's tkiya l'shem lacharel, it's a tkiya lacharel. If it's tkiya l'shem lefanel, it's a tkiya lefanel. That's what they says. So that would answer the question. But Taisva says, "Umiu Ashkechen Umoshach B'Shniya K'Shtayim Shehoisa Ola L'Shtayim." That if he happened to lengthen the Tkiya Lachareha K'Shtayim, so it really would have been Ola L'Tkiya Lafanel. Ilav Mishnu the Pesukah Tkiya B'Tata L'Maskin. So Taisva has a deductive proof that that's not true. Why? Because Moshach B'Shniya K'Shtayim means it doesn't mean that he was Machaven in the middle of the Tkiya that it should be a Tkiya Lafanel. It's Moshech Mishni, he really did L'Shem Lacharel. But it happened to extend to an amount which will be, you could split it in two and you'll have a shear for Tzkiya Lefanel. So the Gemara says, that would be good, it would be fine, except for one problem. What's the problem? The problem is that Afsuki Tzkiya Selo Mafskinen. So, but according to the way Taisvis is learning that there's a Shem Lacharel, so when he was Tokeya L'Shem Lacharel, so he couldn't be Yossi anyways L'Shem Lefanel. So why does the Gemara say the problem is that Tzkiyas Lama Sakinen? The Gemara says no good anyways, because Mid Rabbanan, there's Tzkiyah Lacharel and Tzkiyah Lefanel. Right? So Taisus refutes his answer. It remains with Akasha. I see that. We remained with Akasha before, though. Not so bad to remain with Akasha. Yeah. Okay. Well, the term Mashach means he drew it. He drew the same tkiya, just drew it longer. So it means it was the exact same tkiya. But the only thing was the quantitative extension. But not a new tkiya, not a new kavana. Yeah, right. That's not, it's, Mashach means you extend the given. It's an extension. You drew it out. Okay. So the Rav wanted to answer Taisus Kasha. So the Rav answered Taisus Kasha. He says that when Rabbi Avor was Mesaken Bekisra, Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat, so he says he didn't just say it's a suffix, but it was actually a Takana. And the Takana was to do Tashrat three times, Tashat three times, and Tarat three times. So therefore, you can't use the Tkiya at the end of Tashrat for the beginning of Tashat, and the Tkiya at the end of Tashat for the beginning of Tarat, because the Takana was Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat. That was the Takana. Similar like to Rav Haigan. In other words, that all of them are Kiyum, but you don't have to come onto Rav Haigan. It's simply Takana. The Takana was Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat. So now you can't use the Tkiya Lacharel for Tkiya Lilufanel. It wasn't just Machmasafik. It was a real Takana. That's the Rav's answer.